And but bearing in mind, thinking of a leader of the opposition, William Hague, I mean, he was an absolute joy to watch at Prime Minister's Questions. I think on all sides, it was very enjoyable and never won an election. David Wooding, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for watching and listening to PMQ, so we didn't have to. Political editor of The Sun on Sunday. Appreciate that. I'm joined now by a man who never misses an open goal. Mr. John Holmes, I don't know what I mean. I'm trying to do a link.
All right.
I'm trying to pretend I work on ITV this morning. And now, testicular cancer.
international show today.
Ooh.
Zimbabwe, obviously. Russia. We're going to Russia. We're going to Australia.
We're going to Russia?
Yeah. We're going to Australia. We're going to Papua New Guinea. We're going all over the place.
I can't even organise a printer that works in this office. How are they going to organise you going to Russia?
Or all of the others, yeah. Well, it remains to be seen. I have a feeling I'll just be staying in the studio and talking about these places.
Oh, I have a funny feeling
probably
you will.
How it's going to work.
Well, don't go to Zimbabwe. Don't go to Zimbabwe. Stay in your hotel. Stay safe, people. Mm. The coup, that isn't a coup. Remember, as Theresa May once said, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
It's a strong and stable country.
Strong and stable country. John Holmes with you after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
We either agree or disagree. But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and The Sunday Times. Know your times.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Tool time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 2 for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in store for even more deals. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
I know how to avoid a soggy bottom. I know the name of cinema's most famous white shark. I know all the things you can do with a Maris Piper. And I definitely know the TV show that made this music famous. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, these headphones, by the way, that I'm wearing, are sort of peculiarly warm to the touch. More so than usual. Some of Julia Hartley Brew must have got heated at one point, because obviously we're showing headphones, and they are uncharacteristically warm, and I feel a little bit uncomfortable. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, positive meeting over jailed Brits, universal credit waiting time reduced, and concerns after British explorer disappeared.
Talk Radio.
A meeting between the Foreign Secretary and the husband of a British woman jailed in Iran has been described as positive and constructive. Boris Johnson met Richard Ratcliffe after being criticised over the way he's handled the case of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe. She's been in prison since April last year. A local MP, Tulip Sadiq, says they're hopeful to get a date for a potential visit soon.
He's keen, those were his words, he's keen to take Richard with him on the trip. Bear in mind that Richard has been trying to get a visa to Iran for the last 19 months and hasn't been successful. He hasn't seen his daughter in 19 months.
It's believed the wife of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has fled the country after an apparent coup there. The military has taken over the parliament, court buildings and broadcasters. Labour MP Kate Hoey, the chair of the all-parliamentary group on Zimbabwe, has told Talk Radio President Mugabe is not disliked by neighbouring countries.
The most democratic countries in the African Union haven't wanted to really stand up against him because he was seen as the last great liberator. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's done nothing to liberate his own people, and there is huge poverty and destitution and hunger even in parts of Zimbabwe.
The length of time universal credit claimants have to wait to receive their first payment is going to be reduced. The government's expected to lower it from 6 weeks to four in the budget. Doctors and health campaigners have praised the decision to bring in minimum alcohol pricing in Scotland. Scotch whisky producers have lost their bid to prevent the public health measure being brought in. And concerns are growing for a British explorer who's gone missing on a solo expedition to a remote part of Papua New Guinea. Benedict Allen was trying to reach a remote tribe, which is thought to be one of the last on Earth to have no contact with the outside world. His relatives say he's missed a flight home.
I will be talking about this later on the programme, by the way.
Okay.
Because I travelled in Papua New Guinea last year, end of the year before, in that area, in the remote area, and it is an odd place. So I'm going to be talking to the editor of Wonderlust magazine about travelling in Papua New Guinea later on the programme. Victoria, tying very much into the news there.
Well done.
I went crocodile hunting in a dugout canoe at one point with tribesmen. Very weird. Anyway, Victoria there had some news, and I think I'm right in saying I think she might have some weather.
You're right.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So cloudy across the south with some patchy drizzle, but dry and brighter further north, highs of 13 degrees.
Great. And Victoria with us throughout the afternoon, of course, bringing us the news as it unfolds. Now, at 3.30, bonus news. Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Don't roll your eyes, Victoria. And she has to make the time up, of course, with bonus news, animal, vegetable and mineral, because that covers everything off. The news simply isn't long enough to cover everything. We have to have some extra space for it. It happens at 3.30. Today, vegetable news. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Enthusiasm positively dripping from you there. Who's got the sport?
Jake Robson.
Jake Robson has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. As the wait to find out the new Everton manager continues, one man that won't be in charge at Goodison Park is Sam Allardyce. It's after he's ruled himself out of the job, saying that he was kept waiting too long.
It never materialised as I thought it would, unfortunately. And, you know, for me, such a long time without a decision, I had to make the decision myself. You know, the decision was that it's probably better that it wasn't me and move on to somebody else.
Everton have had an approach from Marco Silva rejected by Watford. Southampton manager Mauricio Pellegrino says defender Virgil van Dijk will be 100% focused in this weekend's trip to Liverpool. The 26-year-old was on the verge of joining Jurgen Klopp's men over the summer, but the deal broke down. And Australia are the latest team to book their place at next year's World Cup. Aston Villa's Mila Jednak scored a hat-trick as they beat Honduras 3-1 in the Inter-Confederation playoff in Sydney. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Jake Robson there with the pre-recorded sport, and Victoria with the live news. Thank you both. Anyway. Good, so Wednesday, I think, and I believe there's a programme that we have to bring you between now and 4 o'clock, so let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
Cafe Annabelle has been open for a year now. I named it after my daughter. Things started slowly, but once people tried our coffee, we began to do really well. Then, disaster struck. The espresso machine, my single biggest purchase, gave up. Fortunately, I got a loan from Lloyds Bank, so I could order a new one before people got a taste for our rival's coffee. It's not as good as ours, by the way.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to solve unexpected problems. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank, all lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period September 2016 to August 2017.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
And a very good afternoon to Paul Chowdhury.
Ah, oh, such a beautiful unit.
Why didn't I tell you? I don't lead with that.
I thought they were talking about the printer at first, but then...
Funny as well.
Did I swear?
Yes. Yes. Quite a lot. That's very complicated indeed.
Fishy finger.
The latest that we have is that Penny Mordaunt, who
launched its bid to become the next UK capital for
American booty.
Someone needs to go on a course.
I mean, yeah.
She should move Gavin Williamson into hypothetical nude pictures that we don't have.
I think they should use William Gavinson.
And what do you make overall, Scott, of this, of a black ops operative who's been left for dead?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. And this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static.
Everything is evolving.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
You and I are bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, let's look at the evidence together, OK? Let us together, this afternoon at 1:08 on a Wednesday, let this date be etched in your mind. Let us look together at the evidence. We have a man who is not around doing his job at the moment. He's off work. In circumstances that are curious. Someone else is standing in for him. We don't know his exact whereabouts. And although a story has been put out there, as to what is actually going on, I'm calling BS on that. I know exactly why the man in question is really off, and exactly where he is. And I'm telling you now, he is in the jungle for I'm a Celebrity. He's one of the backups. And although they're saying that Robert Mugabe is still in Zimbabwe and has been detained by the military, I don't believe a word of it, if I'm honest. He's in Australia, definitely. Robert Mugabe is one of the celebrities on this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That is definitely what's happening. He's alongside Vanessa from The Saturday. And one of the... an actor from Hollyoaks. Vanessa from The Saturday is an actor from Hollyoaks and Robert Mugabe. It promises to be the best I'm a Celebrity ever. Imagine the Bush Tucker trials. Imagine the Bush Tucker trials. Oh, Vanessa from The Saturdays eats a kangaroo's anus. An actor from Hollyoaks with spiders in his eyes. Oh. And Robert Mugabe massacring 20,000 civilians in western Zimbabwe as part of his elimination of opposition groups by his so-called 5th Brigade kill squads that were trained by the North Korean army, forcing victims to dig their own graves, orchestrating public executions and burning people alive in their own huts. Oh no, hang on, that was pretty much without putting anyone on any kind of trial, Bush Tucker or otherwise. Can't wait to see him with Ant and Dec. Oh, imagine the fun, eh? He'll probably accuse them of contrived propaganda and have them both shot. Robert Mugabe on I'm a Celebrity, I'm calling him. I'm a despot, president of a corrupt African nation with a reputation for destroying lives and the economy with tyrannical rule. Get me out of here. Oh, the military already has. Hello then, welcome along. It's Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon. I am John Holmes, hello. There's 3 hours of this. And shall we see what news-led entertainment we are bringing you between now and when we stop? Shall we have a look? Well, let's start at the beginning with Headline Hijack. It's on the way, of course. Your chance to make up a news story. All you have to do is tell us some news. But that news should not be true. It should be made up in your own head. If it gets to us, there's every chance it could get into the bulletin at 2 p.m. read by Victoria Bourne. And that's the Victoria Bourne identity right there. And she has a mouth. And it's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. If you'd like to go anywhere near it with your words, And here's how to send your made-up news story in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All you need is a couple of paragraphs. No, not even that. A couple of lines. A paragraph. A couple of whatever. Send it over. Here it says, truth in the news too. That's Headline Hijack. Lines are open. We'll also be going through the newspapers with a different diversity, as we do each day. Today, a European migrant will be having a go at the papers and telling us what we're all supposed to be talking about. The diversity paper review. We'll be talking Zimbabwe. We'll be talking Australia. We'll be talking Russia. We'll be talking Papua New Guinea. Probably global show today.
Geography-based show.
Geography-based. Yeah, it is a geography-based show. That's fair enough. We will also be having our work experience in here. Jack is in today, bringing us a roundup of hipster nonsense. If it's popped up out there, it's popping up in here. A roundup of all things man bun and mankle. And cafes where you get to drink a cup of coffee and stroke an owl at the same time. Dip the owl in the coffee and suck the caffeine from the wings of the owl. Those sort of places, you know, that pop up in disused railway arches. It's hipster nonsense on the way. There's the big debate at three. And we have a game, of course, a Wednesday quiz game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive from a list of things that are either dead or alive, then you can get in touch. Why not call a number? 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. That is the number. Marta will be answering the telephones today. So, you can also text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or if you are calling, do start your telephone call with hello, but that has bravas, but that has bravas. It's the only language she understands. So much to come on the programme today. Let's find out who's working on it. Well, you've already heard that Marta is. Hello, Marta. Hola. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Chloe's on the button. Say, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Victoria has got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius, what day is it today?
Happy pack your mum's lunch day.
What? You do that every day with your mum. That's
no,
a euphemism, isn't it?
No. Obviously, no, it's disgusting. Well, apologise for what you just
I'm
said.
Not the one, I'm not the one who has apologize. A relationship in that way with his own mother.
Neither am I.
She taught you to kiss
neither
in a bus stop.
No, we all she didn't. You made that up.
All right.
Fine. It's National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day, then. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Anyway, happy all of the days that it is today. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Hello! And we are going to start with today's big story. However, we need a song to get us there. What possible way could we get to the story? I know, let's use music, because that's what we normally do. All you have to do is try and figure out what the big story is from the forthcoming song. Them are the rules. Play along at home, in your office, wherever you happen to be. Just a little bit of fun, no prizes. But from the clues within this song, what's the big story?
Waiting there for you. Gotta take the life to take me away from you. There's nothing that a hundred men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in air.
must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
That is, of course, Toto and Africa. It somehow links to today's big story, but in what possible way could it? Clues are all there, of course. All you've got to do is work it out and send them in. 87222 is your guess.
Start your message with
at
the
Talk
word
Radio
talk.
On Twitter.
Start your message
with any word you like. A classic song. Why does it link to today's big story? Cornelius has been trying to work it out here in the studio. Cornelius, what do you reckon? What do you think?
Toto.
Toto, of course, the band Toto, yes.
Is it the Buddha tattoo woman, which sounds like Toto?
Yes.
Naomi Coleman has won compensation.
Yes.
After she had a pretty tough time in Sri Lanka and ended up being deported for having a tattoo of Buddha on her arm. She's won compensation.
Yeah.
800,000 rupees.
Yeah.
About £4,000 that equates to.
Yes.
Is that it?
Because Toto sounds like tattoo.
Yeah, are we speaking to Naomi Coleman?
No, and Buddha's not on the line either because he's dead.
Ah.
Right, so, although he's probably come back or something, so we might be able to go to something else. But no, we're not. That's not the story. Guess again.
Supreme Court backing a minimum alcohol price in Scotland.
In what sense? How does that. Because Africa's a place. Is Scotland.
No, that's an idiot. Alcohol has two O's in, as does Toto.
I've just checked that, and that is true, but it's not the it's not what the story is, no.
Is it the Greggs, who are very, very sorry for swapping Jesus for a sausage roll?
Yeah.
Is it that?
No.
I don't know how it equates to the
this
song.
Is Greg,
really.
This is Greg's the Bakers, isn't it?
Who've, Greg's the Bakers.
Put a sausage roll in.
Well, they've started worshipping sausage rolls.
Yeah.
If you go there on a Sunday, you have to sing a hymn just to get a a cheese and bean pastry.
What hymn do you sing? What hymn do you sing? This is going to...
Away in the Pret a Manger.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's my joke from earlier, but anyway,
no,
that's
you
fine.
Didn't.
Yeah, I think I did, and you just copied it.
That's quite good for me. That's quite quick for me.
No, well, it is, what, because I said it half an hour ago and you just copied
did
me.
You?
That is quick for you.
I didn't know you said it.
Didn't you? Didn't hear me say that to you, your actual face and ears, didn't you?
I didn't hear you say that.
Away in a pret-a-manger.
Yeah, that's... No crib don't steal my joke. Crib
for some bread that you make your sandwiches with.
No, that doesn't even...
Anyway, it's not that. You can't rhyme bread with bread. Shall I tell you what the story is?
Yeah.
It's very similar to Zimbabwe, because that's in Africa, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
No. Okay, so there's a coup in Zimbabwe, or not a coup, according to the military who are carrying out the coup. So what's going on? What is going on? Where is Robert Mugabe? Is he in the celebrity jungle? Is it all a smokescreen? Or is he indeed locked in his house because there's a coup from the military in Zimbabwe, who've said there's not a coup? Essentially, what happened was Robert Mugabe sacked his deputy and put his own wife, Grace, in place of the deputy. And that has seemingly caused him to be removed from Parliament. The streets to Parliament are all blocked off by soldiers. He is apparently safe and well, but we don't know where.
Grace has fled.
Grace has fled to Namibia. That's exactly right. It's also in Africa. So that's all going on. What is the very latest from Zimbabwe? We'll find out on Talk Radio in the afternoons next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Tomorrow morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs Opinion That's Never Low Profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got Victorian four-panel internal oak doors for only £59.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Ever crossed your fingers and searched online for a local tradesperson? And if they turned up, fixed the problem and didn't let you down, what a hero. Well, now you can uncross your fingers because localheroes.com has taken the luck out of finding a tradesperson. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. So, whatever the job, there's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com. And right now, there's 10% off all Local Heroes jobs booked by the 26th of November.
18 plus, begamblerware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can bet your dollar count on Mr. Green.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial, it's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
New problems in the Greater Manchester area through Walkden. The A575 Memorial Road is closed because of an accident near to Stanley Road. And in the Holcombe Brook area, the A676 Bolton Road West remains closed for accident investigation work. Traffic in the Gainsborough area of Lincolnshire busy because of roadworks on Trinity Street. The London Band A12 in Essex is back to normal, and so is the A38 in the Kenford area of Devon. But through Pease Pottage in West Sussex, delays the A264 because of work near the Tollgate Hill roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, we are going to talk about today's big story.
We'll be right back.
as the coup, which is definitely not a coup, according to the Zimbabwean military who are doing the cooing, like sort of militarised pigeons, continues to unfold in the country. What, if it's not a coup, actually is it? Now, official sources have said that the military movements in the capital, Harare, and elsewhere are to take control temporarily while they target criminals around Robert Mugabe, the president. It looks like a coup. There are correspondents on the ground who say it smells like a coup. Yet other reports, not least from the army there, say that Mugabe is simply being kept at home as though he were a child off school with chicken pox rather than a despotic president with a history of mass murder and violence. Now, it comes after Robert Mugabe sacked his deputy in favour of his own wife, Grace. Reports have said that she has fled to Namibia. The military have taken over the national TV station, and they are also welcome, by the way, to Talk Radio if they want to take over Talk Radio as well, although that's not ideal for getting messages across because no one's ever heard of it or really listens to it. Now, naturally, it's an ever-changing situation in Zimbabwe. We were hoping to be talking to John Mokwetsi. He's an online editor in Zimbabwe. He publishes newspapers in the country. Now, we're having a little bit of trouble, if I'm honest, getting hold of him, as you would expect, given what's going on in Zimbabwe at the moment. So while we still try and get hold of him, let's turn to another expert. Cornelius. So, Cornelius, we're having a little bit of a problem getting hold of...
my colleague.
...of John Mokwetsi, who is the online editor of AMH, of course, which is the group that publishes newspapers in Zimbabwe. He was going to be talking to us right now from Zimbabwe, but as you'd expect, the situation is pretty turbulent over there. We just can't get a hold of him. So, instead, I'm going to turn to you.
Yes, what we know so far, John, is that Zimbabwe's military has placed President Robert Mugabe under house arrest in the capital, and the South African president, Jacob Zuma, has said this. Mr. Mugabe told Mr. Zuma in a phone call that he was fine, which is what the South African...
Yeah, you're just reading this off a website, aren't you?
Troops are patrolling the capital, Harare, or however it's pronounced, after they seized state TV, and they said they were targeting, in quotations, criminals.
Yeah.
Be a bid to replace Mr. Mugabe with his sacked deputy, Emerson...
Good luck with that.
Nangoa. Is the M at the start silent?
Emerson. It's spelt Nangoa, but it's pronounced Laken Palmer. So try it again.
And that's what BBC...
Try it again.
Emerson...
Laken Palmer.
Laken Palmer. Mm-hmm. And that's what BBC correspondents say. I mean, that's what Talk Radio correspondents
say. That's right,
say,
John. If we could get hold of them in Zimbabwe.
Which we can't.
Which we actually
can't. What we could do...
Doesn't matter, though.
If we give out the phone number, 0344-499-1000... We need to speak to someone on the phone.
Yeah.
So just ring in. 0344-499-1000.
With the latest from Zimbabwe.
Yes.
For us, and we'll get you on air.
0344-499-1000.
But thank you for bringing us up to date by reading that off a website, Cornelius.
That's all right.
You know, to be fair, I
didn't read it off a website.
The guest
didn't pick
dropped
up.
Out.
My colleague.
Yeah. But it's all right, though, because with the very latest news on everything that's happening is on Talk Radio, is Victoria. Who'll be with us very shortly indeed in the next half an hour. I thought that went pretty well. We kind of glossed over that. Great. Does that happen to other people or just us?
Yeah.
Does it? It's live radio for you.
Yeah, they're professionals, so just the presenters can just talk on their own about it.
Right.
Give their opinions.
Right. When this goes out on air, though, we just edit all that out. That's going to be fine. So, listen, here's what's going to happen in the next half an hour. A diversity pay-per-view with a European migrant. There will be today's headline hijack. Your chance to make up the news for 2 o'clock. And much else besides. We booked a lot of guests today. Let's hope that doesn't happen to all of them. And they're all in different countries. Anyway, Victoria's here. She's got the very latest news at just after 1:30 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is urging all sides to show restraint in Zimbabwe, where the military appear to have taken over from President Mugabe. Tanks are now stationed outside government buildings, and it's thought his wife has fled the country. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma says Mr. Mugabe is confined to his home and has appealed for calm.
I am hoping that the Defence Force
will not move and do more damage, that they will be able to respect the constitution of Zimbabwe as well as the people of Zimbabwe.
The Chancellor is preparing to cut how long people have to wait for benefits under Universal Credit. It's understood Philip Hammond will announce a reduction from 6 weeks to four in next week's budget. The husband of a woman jailed in Iran says his first meeting with the Foreign Secretary was positive and constructive. Boris Johnson has promised to leave no stone unturned in trying to free Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe. No one will be charged over a mystery package sent to Sir Bradley Wiggins at a cycling race in 2011 because UK anti-doping says it's impossible to know what was in it. He and Team Sky deny any wrongdoing and say it was a legal decongestant. And Australia's government is promising to legalise same-sex marriage by Christmas. It's after voters back the move with a 61.6% majority. The weather cloudy across the south with some patchy drizzle, dry and brighter further north, highs of 13 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There is. Thank you very much, Victoria. That news will contain a made-up news lie, of course, and you will find that you're the supplier of it, quite possibly. It's called Headline Hijack. We'd like you to get a little bit of fakery into the actual bulletin. Victoria will say it along with the other news, and thus it will confuse anyone not listening to this bit of the programme or not listening to it very clearly. That's probably the gist of it. Here's the number to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like, and Victoria will bring you Headline Hijack. The lines are open for about another 25 minutes, so you've got some time to make something up, and we will welcome that. We'll get through some of them momentarily as well. Right, also to come today, a game of Dead or Alive on the programme in the last half an hour. There's a big debate at three. We're going to be talking same-sex marriage in Australia. We're going to be talking to our Russian correspondent about a story from Russia. And Papua New Guinea. It's a very geographical show today. We'll see if we can bring you some Zimbabwe information next. It's Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So before the news there, we were talking about the ongoing and current situation that's unfolding in Zimbabwe. Jonathan Steele is the former chief foreign correspondent for The Guardian. He kindly joins us now. Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Good afternoon.
So when is a coup not a coup, Jonathan?
When the people who do the coup say it's not a coup.
figured that was it. To all intents and purposes, though, is that what we're looking at?
Yes, we are. But, I mean, the crucial thing is whether they're going to stay in power or hand over to civilian leadership. And the signs are that this is just a temporary thing to restore the man who was the favourite for recovering from Mugabe, a man called Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was a security chief. He's a former Liberation Army commander and hero of the Liberation War, like Mugabe. And he was just sacked about 2 weeks ago from his position of vice president, so he's now coming back into the picture.
And in terms of that picture, which is, you know, always the picture of, that we certainly have of Zimbabwe over here, of course, is, you know, is one of sort of Mugabe's quite despotic, but, you know, that the rule of the Mugabe and the, you know, the stories of massacres and what he's done to the economy and all this kind of stuff and removed knighthoods and, you know, World Health Organization awards that have goodwill ambassador stuff. All of this image we have of Mugabe in this country, you know, but yet it seemed up till now he's just sort of stayed with the ride and seen it all out. But this could this be the end of him?
I think it is the end of him. I mean, when he got rid of Mnangagwa 2 weeks ago, it was obviously in order to get his wife, Grace Mugabe, installed as the next candidate to head the party, the ZANU-PF party, and then become president in the elections, which are due next year. And, you know, the old guard, who have been loyal to him up till now, just felt that this was one step too far. I mean, and they have now had what is really a palace coup. Coming back to your original question, this is a palace coup.
Yeah.
It's just throwing out one person who was close to Mugabe, obviously his wife, bringing in somebody else who's always been close to Mugabe. So this is not a change of politics. It's not a change of party. It's just bring in somebody from the old guard who's a little bit less volatile than Mrs. Mugabe.
And so we're hearing under house arrest as well in terms of what's happened to him. What happens next in a situation like this?
Well, it's not clear whether they're going to negotiate with Mugabe. Probably they are. I mean, if they want to make it a dignified handover, then Mnangagwa will get his position as vice president restored, and Mugabe would either agree to step down immediately and not be a candidate for the next elections, or he would be told that he has to go and that's the end of it. But I don't think it's going to lead to violence on the streets. It's not going to lead to civil war or tribal conflict between the two major tribes in Zimbabwe, as we've had difficulties of that kind before. I think it is an internal factional struggle. And the new man, if he comes back in, is not really a new man. He's part of the old guard. He's helped in the looting of the country by this inner clique.
Yeah.
And, he's no great human rights advocate or anything of that kind.
And Mugabe, what is Mugabe, 93 now, is he? I mean, that's kind of...
93, yeah.
I mean, that's he's in age terms alone, he's had his time.
He's had his time. I mean, one must remember that he came in 1980 as a hero. I mean, he won perfectly democratic elections. He was had fought in the struggle against the white ruling clique, the settler regime of Ian Smith. And so he was quite popular at the beginning, but then he began to go downhill in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, and in terms of his, should this be the end for him, his legacy?
Well, his legacy is something that he spoiled himself. He would have had a very good legacy if he'd retired when he was about 70 or 75. And could have claimed a dignified retirement, but unfortunately he clung on to power. And as I say, he's kind of looted the country in the last few years. And so his legacy will be very mixed at best and possibly more negative than positive.
Jonathan, thank you for joining us and for your time. I know you're a busy man, the former chief correspondent there, Jonathan Steele, for The Guardian. The family, that's the latest news. Robert Mugabe and his family are safe.
I feel offended, John, that you felt that you had to get another guest after I covered the story so well.
Well, yes. I mean, if you were listening before the news, and I did throw to Courtney. I mean, let's be upfront about it. This is sometimes happens in live radio. Let's make no bones about it. Mm. We were going to be talking to someone from Zimbabwe, actually, sort of under the military rule. Tried to get hold of them, couldn't, for probably obvious reasons. You know, there's a lot going on there at the moment. Communications, we're having some problems. That didn't happen. So we went to Cornelius, who was the next best thing, who just read some news off the BBC website for us. And couldn't even pronounce the name of the replacement for Mugabe. Try it again.
The military.
No.
I haven't even got it in front of me anymore.
Okay. Try it again.
Hang on.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see why now I went to Jonathan Steele, the former foreign correspondent?
Mnangagwa.
Yes, it's spelt Mnangagwa, but it's pronounced Laken Palmer. Emerson Laken Palmer.
Emerson Laken Palmer.
That's it. There we go. But I think we got, to be fair, we covered that, in breadth, because on one hand, we got the expertise of Jonathan Steele, the former chief correspondent, foreign correspondent for The Guardian. And on the other hand, we got the opinion of an ignorant person just above the level of work experience over here. So, in many ways, that's the whole spectrum covered of the story of what's happening in Zimbabwe, isn't it? So that's quite good.
That's rude.
Yeah. Anyway, look, headline hijack's on the way. Your made-up news stories, that's what we need. To go into the bulletin at 2 o'clock to fool the people not quite listening to this bit properly. A made-up news lie. Cornelius, what's been coming
in? This one is from Jerry, who says Paddington 2 has broken box office records after becoming the highest-earning animated children's sequel picture based on a bear from the darkest Peru. Hugh Bonneville has told Talk Radio's celebrity correspondent / intern Johnny Seifert that he's delighted with the accolade. No, he's not available for an interview.
Johnny gets those emails a lot. London Aquarium has released a statement saying they're running out of water to give to the fish to drink and live in. Due to the mild autumn, the water has all evaporated and they've had to use all the bottled water from the cafeteria and the shop. They're now asking people to head to the South Bank in London with donations of water to keep their fish hydrated. And that's coming from someone. Thanks very much indeed. Get in touch with your made-up news story, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be back after Traffic and Travel with today's Diversity Paper Review. A European migrant going through the papers. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Ready for Black Friday? At Argos, our Black Friday event is now on, with 14 days of deals and amazing prices. Plus, with our Buy Now price promise, our Black Friday event offers won't go lower on Black Friday at Argos, or we'll refund the difference. Go Argos. End 28th of November. Terms and conditions apply. See online for details.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though, selected sofas end soon. DFS.
That moment when you're listening to your friend and checking your phone, then suddenly have no idea what they're talking about. Or that moment when you're using the camera to check your hair and walk into a lamppost. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record 6 of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a 7th.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on our annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in the Greater Manchester area. Through Walkden, the A575 Memorial Road is still closed northbound following an accident. The closure is around the Chestnut Avenue junction. Through Brierley in Gloucestershire, both sides of the A4136 have been closed between Brierley and Nailbridge. That's because of an accident. Delays through Caingham in Bristol on the Bath Road because of roadworks near the Hicksgate roundabout. And finally, in Sidcup, the westbound side of the Sidcup bypass road is closed because of a breakdown. That's near to Frognall Corner. I'm Joanna Adams.
Wiper blades in winter. Squeaky, streaky. Rain rattles your windscreen. Smears rattle your confidence. Can't see, can't drive. Can't believe you haven't been to Halfords yet. We fit new wiper blades on the spot from just £2, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Wiper blades sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we shall and we have and we shall continue to do so. Good afternoon, it's Wednesday. You are listening to Talk Radio. A lot going on today, not least a coup or not a coup. When is a coup not a coup? When it's in Zimbabwe. So that's going on this afternoon. We have been talking about that. We'll keep you abreast of that situation as it continues to unfold. The actual truth of it, no one has seen Robert Mugabe. I think, personally, it's just a smokescreen. I think he's a celebrity going into the jungle with Vanessa from The Saturdays and someone from Hollyoaks. I think that's what's really going on. This whole coup thing has been dreamt up by some kind of...
An ITV producer.
Yeah, just to come up with a cover story as to why he's not there doing his job at the moment. I think, and that someone else is going into.
Have you noticed
it.
How this has all come from the ITV news channel?
Yeah,
as well.
It's suspicious, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. So I think that's what's going on. Personally, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, so that's going on in the news. Other things that are going on in the news: Australia have voted overwhelmingly in favour of same-sex marriage. That could well become law in the Australian Parliament by Christmas. So that's going on as well today. Prime Minister's questions earlier got a bit heated when the Speaker had to slap down some backbench catcalling. This is just when the backbenchers start calling cats in for food, don't they? Because they let them out at the beginning. Tradition, they let them out at the beginning of Parliament, and then to get back in, there's not a cat flap. They're not allowed to cut a cat flap in the door of Parliament because it's an old door, ancient. You can't.
Yeah.
It's listed. So what the cats have to do is bang on the door with a black rod. And they just go meow, 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 and then they have to be allowed in. And the only way they're allowed in is for backbench ministers to do cat calling. Hey, kitty, kitty. Come on. Anyway, that was going on in Parliament earlier, but too
Why
much
Why did
of
the
it.
Speaker... Oh, okay, yeah.
Too much
Why
of it.
Why did the Speaker intervene?
He's allergic to cats.
I see, like me.
Yeah, he's allergic to you as well, yes. Anyway, the news is all quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh... I can't get my head around it.
Right. Well, don't worry. We're here to help. And the way we've got, we're dashing all over the globe today. Zimbabwe, Russia, Papua New Guinea, and now Japan, as we explain the news using their traditional short form verse. 575 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Britain's army 20 years out of date. They're armed with Tamagotchis.
The news in haikus. Then here we are, then going through the newspapers. That's what we do, like any other programme does. You know, you've seen it on Sky News, haven't you? And on the BBC, and on the other, and here on the radio, on the radio. We go through the papers as well, and what people are talking about online, that kind of stuff. But we do it each day with a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Marta, who is a European migrant. Hello, Marta.
Hola.
Hola.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. So what's in the newspapers?
Monster lobster.
And the same to you.
That's what's on the papers.
Good, which paper is leading with monster lobster?
Well, which one you think? Our Bible, The Sun.
Of course.
It's actually not leading with it. It's a tiny column on page 31.
Oh.
But yeah, massive lobster's 8-inch claw is found.
Right, now I would have gone front page with this because, if the lobster monsters are coming, then I want to know about it before I get to page 31. You know, if I'm reading The Sun and I get to page 4 or 5 or 6, right, and then I'm attacked by a giant monster lobster, then I wish I'd had a warning earlier on in the paper.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Actually, I've got to say to my credit, I came up with that catchy headline, Monster Lobster.
Oh.
What have they gone for?
Massive lobster's 8-inch claw is found. Ah, they had opportunity here.
I suppose because Monster Lobster sounds like it's a John Lewis advert. You know, as a kid, he goes to bed.
That's true.
There's a clacking noise from underneath his bed. Looks underneath, great big lobster bites his face off. So that's true. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas. Yeah. Anyway, it's been found in Anglesey in North Wales. And the person who's found it believes that the pincer could belong to a three foot singular, so 1 foot, 3 feet, isn't it?
Yes, but in colloquially you would say a 3 foot long. I know. The English language is confusing, Marta.
So hard.
I know it is. But you know, you do all right at it. So don't you worry.
Thank you. Three. Can you imagine?
And that's a
3 foot long lobster.
That's a big lobster.
I would have that for dinner.
It would have you for dinner. Is the truth of it? Because
no, if I have it first.
Yeah, but I suppose you are Spanish and you are cruel to animals.
Yes, we are.
So I suppose you would get that lobster, take it up to the top of a clock tower in a market square in a small Catalan village.
Yes.
And throw it to its death.
Yes.
As is traditional.
Well, it'd probably be dead already.
Ordinarily, you do that with a donkey, but I suppose that's fair.
We could do with a lobster as well. Yeah, that's true. I'll tell Catalonia when I go there for Christmas. Yeah. I'll tell them.
The good news here is that because it's lost its pincer. It's lost half of its attack mechanism.
That's very true.
So it might be 3 foot long, but it has only got one pincer. And if you approach it on its amputated side, you could probably take that lobster out.
I heard it committed theft in Saudi Arabia.
Oh. That would explain it.
Very well.
Yeah. That's not mentioned in the story, is it?
No, it's not mentioned.
Right. Perhaps it'll have a...
He pinched a wallet.
Perhaps it would have a... like Abu Hamza, have a hook attached.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Which would make a 3 foot lobster with a hook would be more dangerous. I'd posit.
It'd be easier to hang up in the kitchen, though.
That's a good point.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Like a utensil.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe it was an MP and it pinched someone's bottom. That's what happens, isn't it, in Parliament? I don't know.
Yeah, but they don't get their claws cut off.
No. But perhaps they should. I don't know. Anyway, what else have you got, Marta?
Well, this ties in very well with my second story, which is page 15 of the Times.
Yes.
I'm being a Spanish stereotype, like not speaking good English.
Yeah, you do speak quite good.
Well, kind of decent. Yes. Saying that we throw donkeys out of towers, that, patatas bravas is the only thing I understand.
Patatas bravas.
So, now some people are complaining because The Simpsons, they've been going up for 3 decades.
Yes, The
nearly.
Simpsons. Yeah.
Oh, now, there are loads of people complaining about Apu.
Right, why?
Because they say the character is a racist stereotype.
Right, this is a programme that's been on for 3 decades, hugely successful.
Exactly.
And because of the modern world we live in now, snowflakes have decided that a popular character from The Simpsons, 3 decades later,
now there are people complaining.
Now is a racial stereotype.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. Exactly, well, I think is...
So this is a film, isn't it, I believe, or a documentary that's been done by the American comedian Harry Kondabolu, who is hilarious, a very funny comedian, and who may be coming on this show, actually.
All right, well, can ask him about this.
You can ask him, yeah.
So maybe, watch your mouth, John Holmes, because you'd have to call him a snowflake to his face.
Well, I will.
Well, that would make it really tense in the studio.
Well,
that would
make for a good bit of radio, then. So why has he suddenly decided...
I think he's argued the equivalent of... blackface.
Yeah, because it's basically
on a cartoon.
He argues that all of the reasons why we why Apu is a funny character, it's because he's got a very long unpronounceable name.
Yeah.
Which is actually Nahasa Pima Petilon.
Yeah.
But in The Simpsons, like they make a joke about the fact that he's got a very long last name, he's got loads of children.
Yes.
He works all day and all night, and his English is not very good.
Right.
So basically, he says, "Well, the reason that we're making fun of him is because he's Indian, and that's not okay."
Right. It is.
And
there's also, I think, a big part of it is the fact that it's voiced by a white man, Hank Azaria.
Hmm.
Right, why is he starting worrying about it now?
That's the thing.
I don't know.
And also, Groundskeeper Willie, right? Scottish stereotype in The Simpsons.
Yes.
Right? So, and that's voiced by not a Scottish person.
Exactly.
And it's, it's totally stereotypical, isn't it? As a sort of ginger-haired, angry Scottish character.
Drunk.
All that stuff.
Which is...
Why does it, Shut up, snowflake millennial.
That's my point. And, you know, and me being old. being a foreigner myself.
He's 35 years old.
Who?
Who?
Harry Kondabolu, the guy behind this documentary.
Is he? Well, he probably just wants a bit of publicity then, doesn't he?
But his documentary's about this.
Right.
So he wants publicity for this documentary.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he's wrong. But does he mention the groundskeeper's Willy thing in the documentary as well?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. No.
I've only seen it in this article.
Doesn't mention, actually, it would be a really good question to put to him.
And also, the Simpsons are all yellow face.
Yeah, well Apu isn't, though, is he?
That's right. But is that racist, though?
No, because it's not, are they?
Well, I don't know.
It's not.
And they're voiced not by yellow people, but white people. So, you know.
I think, in my modest opinion, people need to calm down.
I think you're right. It's a culture of offence and outrage.
Exactly. And
manufactured.
You know, if I were offended every time I get a stereotype, I'd be angry all the time. It's just not worth it.
But that's brava.
Spanish people are angry all the time, though, so it would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time, because, you know, 95% of the time we're sleeping. So
95%
of the time.
Yeah.
When we're not having our siesta, then we're angry. I'll give you that.
Okay, there we go. There's Marta there speaking, telling it like it is.
Everyone calm down.
Spain.
Marta there was voiced by a white man.
Yeah, that's right. Marta's not even here. That's true. So actually that was offensive. Marta, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Real name's Tony. Right, so in the next bit, let's look ahead and see what's coming up. Well, speaking of progressive, we will be travelling to Australia very shortly indeed. The vote overwhelmingly in favour of same-sex marriage went through last night in Australia. It will now go through Parliament and become law before Christmas, according to the Prime Minister.
Who are we going to talk to? Do we know anyone out in Australia?
No. So we'll have to get some kind of... just someone from here who just knows about this kind of thing. That would be my advice. Peter Tatchell, someone like that.
That'd be fine.
We're also getting the big debate at three. We've got work experience punditry from our work experience, Jack. Looking at a roundup of hipster nonsense and a game of Dead or Alive before the programme is out. But Headline Hijack is here. Somebody's got a made-up news story which is going to be in the news, which is coming next. Cornelius, who's the Headline Hijacker?
It's Dave.
Where's Dave from?
Leith.
Dave in Leith.
Leith in Edinburgh.
Ratchet. What accent was that?
Scottish.
Ah, you see. Leith in Edinburgh. You're doing an accent and you're not scared. A white man doing an accent. That's offensive. And you're a big racist. Dave in Leith, you got your made-up news story in the news next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. This weekend, it's the North London Derby as Arsenal take on Spurs at the Emirates on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. Who will win the bragging rights? Upgrade today for this weekend's action. Plus, get more top clashes like the Manchester and Merseyside derbies. Live only on our new dedicated Premier League channel. Now, £18 a month. New to Sky? Sky TV starts from £20 a month. Search New Sky Sports. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract. Cancellation requires 31 days notice.
At Autoglass, we know you want a hassle-free chip repair. That's why we work with most insurers, so there's no need to call them. Book with us direct and we'll manage all the paperwork for you. Easy.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair. Autoglass replace.
Right now at B&Q, buy the Stanley Fatmax Combi Drill for £100 and get a free 70-piece accessory set. Better hurry though. That's a hard-to-beat offer on a pro-quality product and it's only available at B&Q. Offer ends Thursday, 23rd of November. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure, because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at NS&I.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
We either agree or disagree, but it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just gone two. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Mugabe under house arrest, pregnancy tests not responsible for deformities, and Scotch whisky makers lose court challenge.
Talk Radio.
Concerns have been raised for around 20,000 British people in Zimbabwe, where the military appears to have taken over from President Mugabe. Tanks are now stationed outside government buildings, and his wife is thought to have fled the country. It's understood generals are trying to prevent her from taking over when he dies. Labour's raised the issue in Parliament, and Theresa May has responded.
Our primary concern is the safety of British nationals in Zimbabwe, and that are obviously in an uncertain political situation. We do see reports of unusual military activity, so we would recommend British nationals in Harare to remain safely at home until the situation becomes clearer.
The husband of a British mother jailed in Iran says an hour-long meeting with Boris Johnson was positive and constructive. Richard Ratcliffe sends the ask of Foreign Secretary to award his wife Nazanin diplomatic protection. Mr. Johnson says he will try to see Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe if he visits Iran. Her husband says he fears for her health.
I absolutely believe her when she says she's on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I think probably for the last 3 months I've been very concerned, the last 2 weeks exponentially so. Sometimes she's fine, but sometimes she's in a very fragile place.
The length of time people have to wait to receive their universal credit payments is going to be reduced to 4 weeks. The government's faced criticism as some claimants have had to wait 6 weeks before getting any money. A review has concluded that a hormone pregnancy test used in the 60s and 70s was not responsible for deformities in babies. The official review by the Commission on Human Medicine says the scientific evidence does not support a causal association between Primados and birth defects. And Scotch whisky producers have lost a bid to prevent minimum alcohol pricing in Scotland. The Supreme Court's ruled it is a legitimate way of trying to improve public health.
Victoria, thank you very much for bringing us what critics are already calling the news there. Victoria will be back with more news, because that news was... there was certainly stuff in there, but it wasn't everything, was it? It wasn't everything.
It lacked.
It lacked.
That's not very nice.
Well, it did lack other news. It wasn't everything.
Yeah.
And so we need to make the time up and to get more news in, because there wasn't much about vegetables in there, for instance.
No.
Or animals.
No.
Or minerals.
No.
And that covers everything off. Today, that's what we do at 3:30. Today, animal, vegetable, mineral news. Today, it's vegetable news. So if it's happening in the world of veg, you'll be hearing about it here at 3:30 in the afternoon with Victoria's bonus brackets, vegetable, close brackets, news. Thank you, Victoria. Have you got some weather?
Yes.
Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
With Victoria.
So cloudy in southern areas with some patchy drizzle, but dry and brighter the further north you go. Highs are 13 degrees.
That's splendid. Thank you very much. And now here is...
Jake Robson.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Sam Allardyce has ruled himself out of becoming the next Everton manager. He's put it down to the lack of movement from Goodison Park.
Fabulous football club. Would have been a fabulous job, but like I said, it was just, it just didn't feel right. The hanging on, in the end I had to make a decision.
Everton, meanwhile, have had an approach for Marco Silva rejected by Watford. Manchester United are willing to risk Marouane Fellaini leaving Old Trafford for free at the end of the season rather than selling the midfielder in January. But it's understood the club want him to extend his deal. And France has been named as the surprise host of the 2023 Rugby Union World Cup. It had been expected the tournament would be awarded to South Africa, the recommended choice after a review by tournament organisers, but France has won the vote, ahead of the favourites and Ireland's bid as well. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Vladimir Putin has approached the bosses of Apple and Google to request his own emoji. The Russian president's taken the step after internet users started ending tweets with a poo emoji and a tin emoji. A leaked Kremlin email reveals potential designs including a topless man fishing. A topless man riding a horse. A topless man kicking a tiger's head in.
A topless man kicking a tiger's head in? Shouldn't really laugh at the news, Victoria. It's a little bit unprofessional, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I lost my cool.
Okay. The news again there. The Kremlin have approached Google and Apple in order to get their own emoji to for President Putin, a poo and a tin. There's the headlines. On Talk Radio in the afternoons with Victoria and, of course, Jake Robson had the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, here's what's still to come between now and 4 o'clock when we stop. We will be bringing you the big debate at three. Work experience punditry. Our work experience Jack will be here. We've dragged him away from the photocopier. He will be in here to review some stuff for us, you know, like the sort of thing you hear on the radio, except rather than use a professional reviewer who we might have to pay, we're using the work experience because we don't have a budget. There's also a game of dead or alive from a list of things. Can you tell us what's dead or alive? And we will be travelling worldwide. Papua New Guinea, Russia, Japan, all on the way. Before we stop at four, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Then we congratulate Australia, or should that be Ausgalia, as the nation finally votes in favour of same-sex marriage after months of divisive and occasionally ugly debates with heated shouting on both sides. In the land down under where women glow and men plunder, can't you hear the thunder of applause? From the LGBTQ community, as they celebrate, and rightly so, by throwing another rainbow flag on the Barbie. Back to, actually, I imagine that same-sex marriage Barbie could well be a gift for Christmas now. That'd be a great thing. Excellent news, of course, as the country of Australia finally catches up with modern thinking. The Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, has long been in favour of same-sex marriage, and with an overwhelming vote from the Australian people, the bill should become law by Christmas. There are those who opposed it, of course, in Australia, notably the former PM Tony Abbott. The vote itself was controversial. It was twice voted down by the Senate, ended up being a postal survey, and although binding, a bill to change the law was introduced last night. Peter Tatchell, you'll know him, the LGBTQ and human rights campaigner, joins us on the telephone. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, John.
So this is good news, isn't it?
It is wonderful news, but boy, why did it take so long?
That is the question.
And why was so much money spent on getting a result that we already knew? I mean, for the last decade, opinion polls have shown that the overwhelming majority of Australians support marriage. amateur quality, yet the government indulged itself with this postal survey, which is non-binding, so it doesn't actually change anything itself, and it cost $122 million Australian dollars. A huge waste of money.
Why did they do it this way, do you think? Because there was opposition, of course, but as you rightly say, all of the polls indicated that it was going to go this way anyway. But the Senate voted it down twice. Why did they feel the need?
Well, the ruling Liberal Party, which really is a right-wing Tory party, is full of homophobes. And in particular, the two former prime ministers from that party, John Howard and Tony Abbott, have been implacable opponents of LGBTQ equality.
What were their reasons for that, Peter?
Partly religious.
Yep.
And partly because they rely upon hard-right homophobic voters to stay in power. That section of the electorate is the key to them winning a narrow majority in Parliament. So if they felt, if they alienated those people, they would lose their majority.
Yeah, it's sort of the Trump thought, isn't it? It's the keep the base of the party on side.
So it was completely unprincipled, completely opportunistic, completely about appeasing bigotry. Nothing whatsoever to do with any kind of principle or integrity.
Yeah. And so where do we go from here? It's going to become law. I mean, that's clear. And we expect that to be passed by Christmas. And so that means that when could we see the same-sex marriage once that becomes law? I mean, more or less the day after, I imagine.
Oh, no. It's going to take a long time yet because, well, I won't say a long time, probably several weeks. The postal vote survey was just a representative or indicative vote. It had no legal standing. It wasn't binding on Parliament at all.
Yeah.
So now what will happen is a bill will be brought before Parliament, or possibly two or three different bills will be brought before Parliament to legislate marriage equality. But we know that the opponents have not given up. They have vowed to basically wreck the bill, or to try and wreck the bill, by putting down amendments which would allow both religious organisations, and by that I mean not just churches, mosques, temples and synagogues, but also faith-run schools, hospitals and nursing homes,
yeah,
to discriminate against same-sex couples.
There's some wording here that there are. This is the one amendment that's been talked about today. And this has cropped up in this country as well, of course, to do with religious belief. Persons that do not agree with the vote, this is an amendment or a possible amendment, who provide wedding services can refuse to provide those services to same-sex couples. They want that put into the bill, it seems, which seems absurd in a way, doesn't it?
Well, some of them want something much wider. They want your local shopkeeper, if he or she has a religious belief, to be able to refuse to serve a gay person in their shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's outrageous. But I don't think they will succeed. I don't think, at least I hope not. But we won't know until the vote actually takes place, which could be in a few days or more likely in a few weeks.
Yeah, the government there are saying before Christmas, so that's something. And in terms of the history of this, in Australia and indeed worldwide, of course, it's Australia is just the latest country. I mean, where would we or would you hope to see this sort of rolled out to, if you like, next as the sort of modern thinking begins to catch up with the world?
Well, of course, there are still many countries, including in Europe, that don't have same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Most now have a form of civil partnership or civil union, which is not marriage, but it's marriage-like. But there are plenty of the Central and East European countries that were formerly part of the Soviet bloc still don't have marriage equality. And, of course, beyond parts of South America, where several South American countries do have marriage equality, like Brazil, Colombia, etc., Argentina and Uruguay. Beyond that, in most parts of the world, in Africa, in Asia, and the Middle East, homosexuality isn't even legal,
yeah,
let alone same-sex marriage. There are still 72 countries where homosexuality is a criminal offence and can be punishable in many countries with not only long terms of imprisonment, but sometimes flogging, and even in about 10 Muslim-majority countries with execution.
Yeah.
So clearly we have a long way to go on a global scale, and for most LGBT people in most countries, marriage equality is a desirable goal, but not the priority. The priority is to end criminalization, stop hate crimes, and give protection to LGBT plus people against discrimination in the workplace, in housing, and in the provision of goods and services. That's what they really want and need right now.
One more question for you, and this is in terms of LGBTQ+. The other day, there was looking at a news story on the BBC, and it was it had gone to LGBTQIA. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I'd seen that. And a quick poll of the office here. Everyone was going, what's the IA? Could you enlighten us?
I would be intersex.
Right.
And asexual.
Right.
Or non-sexual.
Okay.
But my own view is LGBT plus is fine.
Right.
I support all the other letters and all the other communities those letters stand for. But I think you have to draw a line somewhere. And I think LGBT plus is quite sufficient. I sometimes do use the Q and the I, but you know, and I do include them within when I say LGBT plus, I include them as well. But I just think the alphabet soup can get a bit long.
Well, it can. I mean, I looked it up, and there are. I mean, you know, and how officially is I don't know, but there are like now 10 or 11. It's kind of half an alphabet's worth so far.
Oh no, no, I've seen 21.
21.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
I just think it alienates people, and frankly, it's too hard.
It's hard to say.
Long to remember.
It is. Like, it's like pie. It's like it's sort of infinite. Look, Peter, really good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's a good day for Australia, though. As Peter says, they won't become law. We'll be hoping before Christmas. As the overwhelming postal vote, they're non-binding, but it will go before Parliament supporting same-sex marriage for the first time in Australia.
I'm intersex.
Well,
I'm into a lot of things.
Yes.
I'm into football.
Yeah. I mean, that could...
Little joke there.
If we just called
it... Little harmless joke.
Well, it is harmless, but you hit on a good point, because if we just called it... And Peter's right, even he... And he's like the forefront of this. If he can't be asked to go all the way to 21 letters, then I don't... Then the rest of us can't be expected to either. If we just said the I community, that means anybody who's intersex.
Yeah.
So really, that's kind of all is a part. Well, actually, no, because there's asexual.
Oh, yeah, you're missing the asexual people.
Oh,
the non-sexual.
Well, can we just go IA then? Because that would cover people who are intersex and people who aren't intersex.
That sounds like artificial intelligence, though.
Oh. Well, the A could stand for aren't intersex. I is intersex. People, and A, aren't intersex. IA.
Very good.
So it's different to AI, because it's IA.
I get it. Very good. That's that matter solved.
What's E-I-E-I-O? Gay farmers. Right, you're listening to Tour Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Shortly, what are we doing next? Australia, we went to Zimbabwe. Next, Russia, as we talk to Tour Radio's foreign correspondent. I'm John Holmes, Tour Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Ooh-wee. I am one stuffed piggy bank. I must have £20 safely tucked up inside my reinforced titanium tummy. And however much you have saved is safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects your money from just £1 to £85,000. Search FSCS Protected. For more information.
At Amazon, we need help to deliver Christmas this year. As a temporary member of our team, you'll pick, pack and dispatch festive parcels to Amazon's customers in a fun and dynamic environment. There's an Amazon location near you. So visit one of our agency partners and join the seasonal team today. To find your nearest location and for more information, visit amazonjobs.co.uk or text PICK to 60300. The team are waiting to hear from you.
This Wednesday, it's a £15.5 million lotto jackpot.
So if I won a lotto, I'd give my old apprentice, Keith, the keys to my barbershop. I suppose I could start a new chapter of my life, and I could maybe give someone the opportunity to start the next chapter of theirs. Everyone's a winner.
Get your ticket today. Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Right. Sharp a knife, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on our annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in the Greater Manchester area through Walkden. The A575 Memorial Road is still closed northbound following an accident. The closure is around the Chestnut Avenue junction. Through Brierley in Gloucestershire, both sides of the A4136 have been closed between Brierley and Nailbridge. That's because of an accident. Delays through Caingham in Bristol on the Bath Road because of roadworks near the Hicksgate roundabout. And finally, in Sidcup, the westbound side of the Sidcup bypass road is closed because of a breakdown. That's near to Frognall Corner. I'm Joanna Adams.
That's the sound of Emma liking her old geography teacher's beach photo. With Plusnet, there's one online fail we can all avoid. Choosing the right broadband provider. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from just £18.99 a month for 18 months, now with no activation fee.
What have I done?
That school reunion's going to be awkward. That's totally unlimited broadband and line rental from just £18.99. Now with £50 cash back. Offer ends 21st of November. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud. Prices may change. 18-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas only. Cash back claimed by email and within 2 months, terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am... Sorry about this. Put my name somewhere. Put it. You listen to Talk Radio. I am. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am. I'm really sorry about this. I forgot. I just need to talk to Marta. She's producing through the glass. Marta.
Yes.
Hi. Could you? I've put my name down somewhere. I've lost it.
Yeah, you can't find it.
No.
Can you?
Can you? Could you bring my name? Could you bring my name in? Is that? Could
yes.
you do that? You might need.
I don't know over the top of my head, so I might have to look it up and print it. Is that okay?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Yeah. You just print it off and then bring
okay,
it in.
Just bear with me 1 second.
No, Marta's in a different room. She's in the control room through there, and there's a printer in there. There's not one in here. I'll keep, Marta, while you try and find my name, I'll keep looking. Just
okay.
in here, but thank
okay.
you. I've got to put it somewhere. I mean, I definitely had it earlier this morning when I got up. How does it go? Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am... No, I can't...
I'm going to print it
now. You're printing it off?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
It's coming.
All right.
Do you want me to bring it in?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really sorry about this. I definitely had it with me this morning. I'm pretty sure I still had my name when I got on the train, but I don't know what I've done. I've put it down somewhere. I don't know. I'm really sorry. So,
Oh, hi, Marta.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I've got two, but I think it's this.
It's that one. No, yep. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, I'll. That's great. Okay, thanks, Marta. Right, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am Ian Lee. No, it's the other. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. There it is. And it's time now to talk to our foreign correspondent. Now, I don't know whether you've seen this in the news. Russia posts video game screenshot as proof of the United States helping ISIS. Now, Russia's Ministry of Defense has posted what it called irrefutable proof of America aiding Islamic State, so-called. But it turns out one of the images they posted as irrefutable proof was taken from a video game called AC-130 Gunship Simulator Special Ops Squadron. On the line is our Russian correspondent to talk us through this embarrassment. Good afternoon, Russian correspondent. Yeah. So, what do we make of this then? This is the this is the Ministry of Defense, for heaven's sake, calling out America, saying they've helped ISIS escape escape a Syrian town, and the proof they've got is just a clip from a video game. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
В общем, согласно сообщению, американская авиация категорически отказалась наносить удары по колонии ИГИЛ, отступающей из города Абу-Кемаль, близ сирийско-иракской границы. Как утверждается, западные коалиции сослались на то, что боевики добровольно сдаются им в плен. И теперь попадают под Женевскую конвенцию об обращении с военным в плен.
Yeah, it's quite a bad line there, because obviously we're talking to you in Russia and you're being monitored by the KGB. But this is embarrassing, isn't it? Because you remember the last time, that photograph of President Putin, Vladimir Putin, on a horse. It turned out the horse wasn't real. It was Barbie's horse from the Barbie doll range, wasn't it? And it's happened before.
Да, но у нас постоянно происходит на самом деле. Они постоянно совершенно странные вещи подставляют нашего великого президента.
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you. It's just, as I say, it's a bad line. That's right. Let's carry on. The corner of the image they've cropped the image, the Russians, of this screenshot, saying it's an actual AC-130 American plane. They've cropped the image, and you can just see a few letters of the developer's disclaimer that says development game footage, work in progress. So they haven't done a very good job, despite being high end. Military, have they?
Ну, на самом деле, не совсем ясна суть новых обвинений и отношений действий западной коалиции. Ранее договоренности, согласно которым американская авиация должна была выполнять российские запросы на авиаудары по объектам и силам ИГИЛ, вообще ничего не сообщалось. А при этом отказ атаковать колонну боевиков и ставить в упрек BBC западной коалиции, реакции Пентагона на новые обвинения пока вообще не поступало.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people listening will agree with you, but there is also evidence, of course, that this has happened before. I've got another one here. This is from last week. The Russian Ministry of Defense posted a picture, and they said, what is an American hedgehog rescuing ISIS from a Syrian town? It's actually a screen grab of Sonic the Hedgehog from the Sega Mega Drive. It is Sonic the Hedgehog, but he's just collecting some gold rings, which the Russian Ministry of Defense have said is ISIS. What have they said about that?
Ну, во-первых, на ежах у нас президент Путин вообще не катается. А вот как отмечает наше агентство новостей, ранее заявление Минобороны, нас также сказали такую фразу. Якобы министерство было неоспоримо подтверждение обеспечения Соединенными Штатами прикрытием боеспособных отрядов ИГИЛ. Кроме того, как отмечает издание военных, опубликовали снимки, которые якобы были сделаны в воздухе 9 ноября в окрестностях Абу-Кемаля.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, people listening will be, regarding that with a pinch of, what's Russian for salt?
Soil.
Yes, a pinch of soil. So, and again, it just plays into this ongoing sort of propaganda, doesn't it? Because once again, let me give you another example. I have here a picture of the Russia's Ministry of Defense have said irrefutable proof American forces firing missiles At Russian troops. Now, what I've got here is a screenshot of Angry Birds, and and instead of American troops, I've got an angry bird, and instead of Russian troops, it's some pigs, some fat pigs on a sort of ramshackle building, and the actual firing involves a kind of catapult. I mean, and they're saying that's proof of America declaring war on Russia. What's Putin had to say about that?
Ну, об этом, в частности, можно судить по проведенной в конце прошлой недели сирийскими правительственными войсками при поддержке России операциями по освобождению Гватемали. И на фотографиях, о которых вы сейчас говорите, сделанных нашими с 9 ноября, видно, как вооруженные формирования ИГИЛ, спасаясь от ударов российской авиации и правительственных войск, многокилометровыми колоннами уходят из города в направлении перехода в Абисахе на сирийской иракской границе.
Yes, good night. It's a good Russian joke. And the final question is, has Vladimir Putin been involved in rigging elections worldwide?
Ну, вообще, я на такие вопросы отвечать не могу, но я совершенно с этим не согласна. Но более того, для безопасности, давайте лучше поговорим о нашей предыдущей теме. Yeah. Для безопасного вывода отступающих за Гватемалы боевиками из-под удара правительственных войск, авиации коалиции даже пыталась создать помехи России.
Well, I believe him then. Thank you very much indeed. That's a Russian correspondent there talking to us from Russia. That call obviously monitored, as you could hear from the quality, by the KGB, and that Russian reporter, as of now, is in a gulag. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm... here it is. John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Concerns have been raised for around 20,000 British people in Zimbabwe, where the military appears to have taken over from President Mugabe. Tanks are now stationed outside government buildings, and his wife is thought to have fled the country. During Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May called for calm.
We've all seen what has been taking place in Harare. We are monitoring those developments very carefully. The situation is still fluid, and we would urge restraint on all sides because we want to see and we would call for an avoidance of violence.
The husband of a British mother jailed in Iran has met the foreign secretary and asked him to award her diplomatic protection. Richard Ratcliffe says Nazanin is on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Airbus has announced its biggest ever aircraft deal, selling 430 of its planes to the owner of four airlines. The European manufacturer, which makes wings at a plant in North Wales, has secured a deal worth £38 billion with Indigo Partners. A British explorer has gone missing in the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea. 57-year-old Benedict Allen was dropped in the area by helicopter 3 weeks ago to find a reclusive tribe, but hasn't been heard from since. And Greggs has apologised after its advent calendar used a sausage roll instead of Jesus in its nativity scene. A spokesperson for the bakers says it's sorry to have caused any offence, and that was never its intention. The weather cloudy across southern areas, some patchy drizzle, but dry and brighter further north with highs of 13 degrees. There's more news in 26 minutes.
Yet Pret-a-Manger manger get away with it year round, Victoria. That's hardly fair, is it? Greg, one sausage roll in a crib and the world go mad. Yet Pret-a-Manger manger every day they flaunt that.
No, they're celebrating the manger.
Well, they're basically filled
all year round.
They filled a manger with Pret, with sandwiches and with eggs in little spinach pots, and
protein pots, they are,
and soup and some sushi and baguettes, and they've filled their entire crib with that, and then no one's complained. One sausage roll in for Jesus, and look what happens.
Yeah, Victoria.
Yeah. So
it's not my fault.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that Pret, you know, should have. No one's moaned about them being in a manger, have they? Hmm?
Maybe you could start that.
Pret in a manger, no crib for a bread. Sell bread, sandwich form. The little protein pot lays down its sweet egg.
With spinach.
What else do they sell?
What has it go?
What else do the stars in the bright sky? What else do they sell?
They sell fruit juices.
The fruit in the juices.
Bread.
And overpriced soup and some Help yourself to cutlery at the door.
Have you finished?
Yes. Good. Here's now Victoria with the weather.
I've done it.
Oh.
You got carried away, didn't you?
That was so slick.
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria.
I thought it was 3 o'clock as well.
No, you're wrong. It's only 1:30. Still to come, work experience punditry is on the way.
We'll
do that in a minute. Now would be a good time, actually. So let's take a trail, and then we'll come back with that. Then we'll do that. We'll do that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Soon, work experience punditry, as our work experience Jack will be here to go through some hipster nonsense. It's a Wednesday, so we will be rounding up the hipster stuff for you. The hateful hipster stuff that's popped up in the last 7 days. Before that, though, just talking about Greg's replacing Jesus with a sausage roll. Of course, famously, Jesus cast the demon out of the man and into swine. So perhaps it's just a metaphor for that parable, where Jesus casts the demon out of a fat person in Greg's and puts the demon instead into a sausage roll, which is made of pig.
I thought he changed water into swine.
No. So today we are going to be asking you for religion and food, like sort of Greg's, isn't it?
Greg's is a food.
Yeah, well, it's a food stuff purveyor. So religion and food. If they can put a sausage roll into the crib, then we can bring you a poor quality text in. Here's the number to get involved, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag religious food.
Religious food. Jehovah's.
Yeah.
There's one. I start the bidding at Jehovah's. Gethsesame seed bun. A garden of Gethsesame seed bun.
Yeah. Ra-amen.
Yeah.
Ra-amen.
Ra-amen. Yeah.
That's what people say in church.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I've got one.
Go on, Jack.
The Hanging Gardens of Bacon Babylon.
Yeah.
The Hanging Gardens of Baby Bell.
would be a better.
All right.
That's why you work. It's...
Yeah. Islam. Because it's like lamb. Like a cut of lamb.
It's spam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, a lesser one.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Shabbat shallots.
Yeah. Muscle toffee crisp. That's got muscles in it as well, actually.
Fondueism.
A carton of orange juice. Food and religion.
I'll look forward. Get these in.
Oh, yeah, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
any word you like. Right then, work experience punditry time. Jack's here, as you've heard, trying to join in the best he can. Let that continue now as he rounds up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. He's our work experience. We've dragged him in here because we don't have to pay anybody. So, you know, that he's free, so we might as well get him to do stuff. Real world work experience and hipster nonsense, Jack. It's that stuff, isn't it? It's all the man bun. It's all the mankle. It's all the stuff that pops up in a railway arch. A cafe where you can do other things apart from do cafe things, like stroke a dog or something like that. It's all that, isn't it?
To the best of my knowledge, I believe so, yeah.
What are we going to start with? I mean, should we squeeze one in? Yeah, let's squeeze one in before the travel show.
Well, the thing is, I've got two examples of hipster nonsense, but I've actually got plenty to say on the hipster, the rise of the hipster and the death of the subculture.
Well, if you've got plenty to say, we might as well leave it after the travel.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Okay, so we'll just do a little one, which was, as you know, from my TV punditry, I watch Made in Chelsea religiously.
We know.
And on last night's episode, Proudlock, who is the hipster's hipster, by the way, was wearing a tracksuit bottoms and a leather jacket, simultaneously appropriating two lifestyles and cultures that not only should never be mixed in a fashion sense, but which also could not be further from his aristocratic upbringing and Eton education. I'll be honest, I never used to get annoyed at cultural appropriation at first, probably because it wasn't aspects of my culture or lifestyle that were being appropriated. But when Proudlock from Made in Chelsea wax on the tracky bottoms at a trendy West End bar, someone's got to have a word.
Yeah.
And you know, that's my lifestyle, you rotten sod, and you'll never, ever be cool.
Right.
So drop it.
Right. Good. Well, it's a good start, certainly. It's leading us nicely in, I think, to this world where hipsters just think they can get away with anything. Mixing two things that exist in order to make a new thing. You've hit the nail very much on the head, Jack. Stay with us, because I know you have, as you said, much to comment upon. As we round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense for you, but we'll take traffic and travel. Next is Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of 100mm earth wall loft insulation for only £9.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Autoglass repair, autoglass replace.
Chris, technician at Autoglass.
This time of year makes me want to stay in and hibernate, but some things won't wait till spring. My last customer at Autoglass had a chip on his windscreen, but just ignored it. Then, on a cold, wet day, crack. He booked online and I replaced his screen at his house, but then he had to pay his expensive insurance excess, the last thing he needed at this time of year. If he had contacted us when he first saw the chip, I could have repaired it instead. Quickly and conveniently. At Autoglass, we work around you and your plans and come to you to do the work. Booking an appointment online is quick and easy. Plus, most insurance companies recommend us and we'll deal with them on your behalf. So visit autoglass.co.uk to book online. Chips won't wait till spring to crack, so it's a good thing Autoglass doesn't hibernate. We're here 24/7.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair. Autoglass replace.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
18+, begambleaware.org. Introducing the new sports betting experience at Mr Green, including new site layout, navigation and stats on the big events. Experience it for yourself by joining Mr Green Sports today. Looking for a bet? Ask for Mr Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Amazon, we need help to deliver Christmas this year. As a temporary member of our team, you'll pick, pack and dispatch festive parcels to Amazon's customers in a fun and dynamic environment. There's an Amazon location near you, so visit one of our agency partners and join the seasonal team today. To find your nearest location and for more information, visit amazonjobs.co.uk or text PICK to 60300. The team are waiting to hear from you.
We either agree or disagree, but it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and The Sunday Times. Know your times.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The anti-clockwise M25 in Kent is struggling. One lane's out near Junction 1B for Dartford because of an accident. A breakdown keeps the A20 Sidcup Bypass Road closed westbound near to Frognall Corner. Gloucestershire's A4136 through Briley remains closed both ways because of an accident. Through Walkden in Greater Manchester, the northbound side of the A575 Memorial Road is closed because of an accident. And an accident in Antrim closes both sides of the A26 here through Wood Green at Wood Green Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
They're
That's the sound of Emma liking her old geography teacher's beach photo. With Plusnet, there's one online fail we can all avoid. Choosing the right broadband provider. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from just $18.99 a month for 18 months. Now, with no activation fee.
What have I done?
That school reunion's going to be awkward. That's totally unlimited broadband and line rental from just $18.99. Now, with £50 cashback. Offer ends 21st of November. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud. Prices may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas only. Cashback claimed by email and within 2 months. Terms apply.
Oh, hello there, Doctor. I've got this horrible thing in my leg that's giving me jip.
Well, pop your trousers off. Let's take a look.
It's swollen and red and itchy. Mm. Also, when it rains, it starts singing the Yellow Rose of Texas.
She's the Yellow Rose of Texas. She charges $50.
Very interesting. And I'm afraid I really don't have an opinion on that. Next.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I take the temperature of the nation the old-fashioned way. Bend over, Mr. Whale. Julia Hartley Brewer on call tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
She's the richest girl in Texas and all she does is...
That's enough, leg. Keep it doing.
It's an appointment to listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm not, if it's not public knowledge, then I'm not going to say that out loud anyway.
Because well, people wouldn't be fair, think we're it? Talking about the other thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about that thing.
I think it is public knowledge.
Well, I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, if it's not public knowledge, I'm not going to say it now. If you find out if it's public knowledge or not, then I don't mind saying it. But, well, then you know, I wouldn't want to say that about someone if it's not common knowledge. That's all. Oh, look, we're on. Hi there, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Welcome along. I am John Holmes. There's a lot going on today, actually. There is an adventurer who is in Papua New Guinea, PNG, and he's not been heard from for 3 weeks. We are going to be talking about this later on the programme, actually. He's gone into a remote part of that very remote country, looking for a tribe that exists. And he's not been heard of. We're travelling all over the place today, of course, geographically. Zimbabwe, we talked about a lot earlier. There's a coup there, or not a coup. When is a coup? Not a coup. When the Zimbabwe military are involved and say it's not a coup, even though it is one, is the punchline to that. And, of course, we went to Australia with Peter Tatchell because they have voted overwhelmingly in favour of same-sex marriage. We went to Russia earlier to talk about the Ministry of Defence there releasing irrefutable proof. That is a quote. Irrefutable proof of Americans helping ISIS fighters out of Syria. Turned out it was a clip from a video game. So there's a lot going on today, and it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
We're here to help Cornelius, but now we travel to Japan. Because we bring you the news and current affairs explained and analysed through short-form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Adverts lie. John's clown college pretended it was a uni.
I mean, what is that even? I mean, what nonsense is that?
You went to Canterbury Christchurch Clown College.
No.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well.
You did go to that. What it calls itself a university.
Well, its degree was ratified,
which
as you
isn't
know.
A thing. The University of Kent.
So it is the University of Kent.
No, it's not.
What does it say on my degree certificate?
I bet. Well, you're saying it doesn't have the words Canterbury Christchurch University.
It says University of Kent because at that time the degrees were ratified by the University of Kent. At the same degree ceremony in the cathedral.
No.
Yes.
It's not. It's different universities.
I mean, it literally.
It's different teachers.
Now.
Different buildings.
Well, that's what universities are. You're going to say Cambridge University is one building.
Different locations.
Yeah, no, all in the same city.
No.
Yes.
It's down the bottom of the... Look, it's a university.
That's right.
For idiots. And you went there.
Anyway, the new... It wasn't for idiots when I was there.
I hosted their summer ball when I was a student, and I came out and went, Christchurch, are you ready to P-R-A-T-Y? And they didn't notice that I spelt party wrong.
Right. Well, that's because they were all going, that bloke from the thick university up there doesn't even know how to spell party.
No, they went,
what sort of idiot?
Yeah,
right.
I caught them out. Idiots.
Anyway, that was the news in haikus, or just hi if the Zimbabwean military are involved, because they've denied the second part of that word.
Very clever.
Thank you. By the way, these are coming in for today's food and religion texting. This is because Greggs have put a sausage roll in a crib instead of Jesus in their advent calendar. Judas Iscariot. Snails, isn't it?
Food. I was going to say, yeah. I didn't get that one, but great try.
Yeah, that's from Alex. Moses bread basket. It's Moses in the basket, wasn't it?
I don't know enough about religion.
No, obviously not. Have you got one there?
Orthodoxo cube.
Right.
Put that in a soup or a stew.
Yeah.
In a rabbi stew.
Alex has come up with a different one, different Alex here. I can't believe it's not Buddha. Which was the front runner for me, up until Phil came up with Hindus crispy pancakes. A7222 for yours.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Food and religion. Jack is with us. Jack is nimble. Jack is quick. And Jack has jumped over the hipster nonsense stick. And we are rounding it up for you. Part of work experience, punditry. Jack's work experience. Jack, you've sort of briefly touched upon the combo of jogging bottom, jogging pant, tracksuit bottom, and leather jacket that doesn't work on any level.
Yep.
But obviously this is the way hipsters operate. Things that don't work, pushed out there as though they might if pushed hard enough by someone with a square beard.
Exactly.
What else have you got?
Well, I got a bit overexcited because I saw this as an opportunity to use my sociology degree in the workplace environment for the first time.
Which universities from that?
That would be from the University of Kent.
Oh, where I went.
No,
as well.
It's not from...
Where my degree was ratified from at the same time.
So, yeah, I got a bit overexcited and I knocked up a 400-word essay. so I hope you don't mind obliging me. It should take about a minute and a half.
Yeah, please do. Go for it.
Right, so before I rip into the hipster phenomenon, I'd like to establish a working stereotype.
Sort of mean people from the University of Kent can't speak either.
Shut up.
A stereotype of where the hipster comes from, right? So in my experience, hipsters are typically middle-class millennials from the suburbs of provincial Britain who have moved to a big city post-university and got a job in some kind of media, marketing or tech company. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, they're searching for an identity to distinguish themselves from the many anonymous members of an undifferentiated mass. In other words, the 21st century working workforce. And that's fair enough, I suppose. But where I get annoyed is where hipsters start to believe that they are actually cool, right? Because I have a very specific definition of what cool is. And don't worry, I'm well aware that by virtue of having that definition of cool, I'm forever unable to be considered as such. But anyway, being genuinely cool for me is rooted in being oppressed. It's why people from oppressed demographics tend to be cooler than average. I won't go into specifics there. But being cool is being countercultural. It's forming social norms, identities and values that can exclude those from the powerful groups in society, right?
Yeah.
Because the logic is, well, if I can't be in your club, the club with money and wealth, then you assure yourself can't be in mine, the cool club, right? So that's why jazz was cool, mods were cool, punk was cool, grime is cool. Working class people either flipping two fingers at the establishment or creating their own subculture to exclude the establishment, or both. To be a member of those subcultures required commitment, learning an instrument, piercing your flesh, getting a mental haircut, a motorbike, or writing some bars, as far as grime is concerned. But what commitment do you have to make to be a hipster? Grow a beard, jump on the latest food craze, and seek out the worst in modern folk music and two-tone indie dross, as far as I'm concerned.
Sums it up.
So, I mean, hipsters can feel free to do those things. I might even join in the beard thing when I can eventually grow one. But please, under no circumstances, consider yourself cool.
Wow.
Well, I'd give that a B. I think that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
That was an essay. I think that's that's fairly good. So, all right. So, I mean, that sort of sums it up, obviously. Yep. But you need to give us an example.
Right, well, Well, I don't really have an example, but I would like... The great British subculture is dead, right? And the reasons I cite for that are probably class de-alignment and the internet, because why would you buy a Lambretta scooter when you can just click like on a Stormzy video? And equally, if you are one of the few remaining people who not only knows what working class means but also identifies as such, then why would you bother creating a subculture when the rich kids at university will just copy anything you do, act like they invented it and make you look like a fool?
It's kind of summed the hipster thing up quite well, as well. That is because, you know, often when we do this, people will come with examples of, you know, and it's always appropriating two things and putting them together, right? So, you know, it is a cafe where it's just popped up.
Yeah.
It's not there, it's only there for a month. But you go in, and yes, you can get coffee, but also, you know, you can, there's an owl. we talk about this a lot, that, you know, there's a, you go in, you get a coffee, you order a coffee, but they give you an owl as well, right? And then it, in order, you could just drink the coffee while stroking the owl. But no, what you do is you dip the owl in the coffee and lick the caffeine from its feathers. Right, and that's the hipster thing, because owls are a thing, cafes are a thing. Put the two together, suddenly it's hipster.
Yeah,
do you see how it works?
And it's so hollow that it may, to be calling it some kind of subculture would be a disservice to any of the preceding subcultures that used to exist.
Exactly so. Right. And in terms of, you know, we've had it before. When, what was that thing that was a lasagna, but it wasn't a lasagna? Do you remember that? It was something that, it was something.
I can't remember. Was it sweet or something?
I don't know. Ice cream lasagna, something where someone just put two things together. You know, two random things, like an ocelot and a house. And, you know, and you go and live in a hollowed out ocelot.
The house of ocelots.
That's it. The ocelot, the house a lot, they called it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just go and live, instead of living in a house, you just live in a hollowed out ocelot. You know, it's just hipster way, isn't it? You got to put two things together. It's so annoying. But it's, but you know, as I think you have come in here with your clever essay and sort of summed that all up for us.
Well, that's very kind, and at least someone thought my essays were decent.
Yeah,
it's nice of them.
Yeah, if you'd have gone to a proper university like mine, you wouldn't have failed your degree.
No, he didn't fail his degree.
Well, we worked like that, I'm not surprised.
I'm going to an opening of a hipster place tomorrow, which I should say, Hester's Hideout.
What's that?
It's just a bar.
Right. Well, yeah. What's its hipster thing?
Cocktail.
There's someone called Hester.
All the people working are on the run from the law.
Yeah.
it's going to have entertainers.
Is it?
Special foods.
Like what?
Cocktails. I don't know. I can't remember any of this.
Great. Sounds brilliant. Is that it?
Oh, here we go. Oddball attractions, snake dancers, contortionists, games magicians. Sounds like a birthday party.
Yeah.
award-winning burlesque performers, showgirls, jazz bands, and DJs. I'm one of the DJs.
You're not.
I am attending and I am a DJ.
Well, you're not a DJ, are you?
I am.
You just played some songs off a computer at Chloe's wedding. That doesn't count.
That's not true.
It is true. That's exactly
two memory sticks mixed them.
At Chloe's wedding. That's all you did. That's not really.
You're just
DJ.
Jealous because you weren't asked to DJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to DJ at the divorce. She's already said it. Thank you very much indeed, Jack, for coming in and doing that.
You're welcome.
Very good. And you're listening to Talk Radio. On the way, the big debate. We will be talking Papua New Guinea before the afternoon is out, as well as we continue our geographically diverse show today. And playing a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to join in with a game of Dead or Alive, is it dead or is it alive from a list of things? Here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can give us a call, 03444991000. Start your phone call with the word hello when someone picks the phone up. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ain't nobody loves me better than you.
Our expert TUI team is on hand to look after every little detail of your holiday. From planning your dream trip to helping you make the most of your time away. At TUI, we cross the T's, dot the I's and put you in the middle. Go online, download our app or visit your local TUI store. TUI, discover your smile.
Loves me better than you.
Atoll protected. What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure, because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at NS&I.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a second ago.
How come that's gone up?
What's that about?
Oh, too many tabs.
I didn't mean to.
I can't remember what tab that was
blue
on.
So frustrating. Expired. I can't believe I've missed it.
And
it's
sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big-name retailers all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
At DFS, Autumn Winter Collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though, selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
Tool Time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Two for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to beat other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's just after three. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, President Mugabe detained, positive meeting over jail Brits and concerns after a British explorer disappeared.
Talk Radio.
Concerns have been raised for around 20,000 British people in Zimbabwe, where the military appears to have taken over from President Mugabe. The 93-year-old is said to be in army custody and his wife is thought to have fled the country. As understood, generals are trying to prevent her from taking over when he dies. David Coulthard is a former Zimbabwean government minister and says it was predictable.
Robert Mugabe expelled Vice President Mnangagwa from his position as vice president and from the party 10 days ago. Mnangagwa responded by saying he would shortly gain control over the levers of power. That was no vacant threat.
A meeting between the Foreign Secretary and the husband of a British woman jailed in Iran has been described as positive and constructive. Boris Johnson met Richard Ratcliffe after being criticised over the way he's handled the case of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe. She's been in prison since April last year. A local MP, Tulip Sadiq, says they're grateful to get a date. They're hopeful to get a date for a potential visit soon.
He's keen, those were his words, he's keen to take Richard with him on the trip. Bear in mind that Richard has been trying to get a visa to Iran for the last 19 months and hasn't been successful. He hasn't seen his daughter in 19 months.
The length of time universal credit claimants have to wait to receive their first payment is going to be reduced. The government is expected to lower it from 6 weeks to four in the budget. Doctors and health campaigners are praised with the decision to bring in minimum alcohol pricing in Scotland. Scotch whisky producers have lost their bid to prevent the public health measure being brought in. And concerns are growing for a British explorer who's gone missing on a solo expedition to a remote part of Papua New Guinea. Benedict Allen was trying to reach a remote tribe, which is thought to be one of the last on Earth to have no contact with the outside world. His relatives say he's missed a flight home.
Yes, and we'll be talking about this. I was in Papua New Guinea just over a year ago, maybe, in a remote, not the same remote part at all, but in a very remote part of Papua New Guinea for 3 weeks or so. And it is a remarkable, untouched and wild place. I mean, it's very unlike anywhere else I'd ever been in the world. So we are going to be talking about that on the show in around 20 minutes' time or so, and trying to sort of shed some light on that story. Victoria, thank you very much for bringing us the news. Victoria will also be here with more news in around 25 minutes' time, but it won't be just any old news. Well, it will be. But after that, because there isn't enough time to get all of the news in, we will be bringing you today's edition of Bonus News. And, well, we know how that works, don't we, Victoria? Because, I mean, there's things, animals there. There's vegetables and minerals that you didn't even mention during that.
You're right.
So, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. Today, we bring you vegetable news. Have you begun the research?
I have.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that as an answer, but what vegetable?
I've done it all, it's all ready.
This is a first.
Well, what if there's breaking vegetable news?
Well, I'll add it in.
Yeah.
Just like with the normal news, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to have a tease?
Yes, please.
Robots.
Robo-veg.
No.
Robots.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Find out about robots and vegetables in around 25 minutes' time. Meanwhile, Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So cloudy in southern areas with some patchy drizzle, dry and brighter. Further north, highs are 13 degrees.
Thank you. And now here's Jake Robson with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. As the wait to find out the new Everton manager continues, one man that won't be in charge at Goodison Park is Sam Allardyce. It's after he's ruled himself out of the job, saying that he was kept waiting too long.
It never materialised as I thought it would, unfortunately. And, you know, for me, such a long time without a decision, I had to make the decision myself. You know, the decision was that it's probably better that it wasn't me and move on to somebody else.
Everton have had an approach for Marco Silva rejected by Watford. Southampton manager Mauricio Pellegrino says defender Virgil van Dijk will be 100% focused in this weekend's trip to Liverpool. The 26-year-old was on the verge of joining Jurgen Klopp's men over the summer, but the deal broke down. And Australia are the latest team to book their place at next year's World Cup. Aston Villa's Mila Jednak scored a hat-trick as they beat Honduras 3-1 in the Inter-Confederation playoff in Sydney. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And there was Jake with the sport that was powered, most definitely, as if it was powered by anything else, by TalkSport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's do this thing. So we learned today that Greggs, the fat people's pasty mecca, has come under criticism for promoting its advent calendar by releasing a picture of a nativity scene in which the baby Jesus has been replaced by a sausage roll. And that's a sentence I simply love saying. I'm going to say it again. A nativity scene in which the baby Jesus has been replaced by a sausage roll. Now, obviously, there's the usual criticism from outraged and bristling groups who say, well, you wouldn't have done that with the Muslims. And that is true, of course, because under strict Muslim belief, it is forbidden to depict imagery of any pastry-based item. Now, this comes, of course, it's not the first time this has happened after other controversial snack food religious iconography hit the headlines, such as when Pret appropriated the words a manger in their shop title all year round. And a well-known high street baguette chain nailed a foot-long meatball marinara with cheese to a cross. Now, on the line, Jeff's been listening. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks very much for calling into Talk Radio. Now, you were listening to that. Of course, this is me say the word. And the word, one of the words in there was bristling, of course. And you, I understand you bristle at the notion of bristles in general. What would you like to see done?
Oh, I just don't like them. I'd like to get rid of them, full stop. I mean, there's too many of them, aren't there?
Well, this is the question. Are there too many of them?
Yes, I give the answer before you ask the question. What a waste of time.
Yeah, you're right, you did.
You're wasting my time, you're wasting your time. You're probably wasting the other guy's time, who's on the other line. I don't know. But listen, bristles, right? What bit of them? I've spent, like, my entire weekend that's gone past, like, moving all the bristles from my toothbrush, the wife's toothbrush, toilet brush, the wife's toilet brush, everything. It took ages.
Yeah. Where did you move them to, Jeff? Where did you put them, Jeff?
That's in the bin.
Right, so they're beyond use. You put bristles beyond use.
Aye, that's right. Just put them in the bin.
Right, okay. So, but you are calling for all people to do this with anything brush-like.
Get your brushes, pull out the bristles, get them in the bin, or burn them, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, and just get that's it. Put them, just gone. No bristles anymore.
Ban
the bristle.
Ban bristles.
Right. Let me bring in Derek. Derek's on the other line. Derek's in Harrow. Good afternoon, Derek.
Hello there, and hello to your other caller.
Yes, he's called Jeff. So,
hello, Jen.
Jeff.
Hello, Jen.
Never mind.
Hello.
Derek, listen, you've heard what Jeff had to say there about bristles. What do you make of what he had to say there?
Well, I did hear about. I was really more phoning in about sort of bristles than on your chin, which
chin bristles. Yes.
I'm assuming Jen doesn't have any problem with that.
Well, it's fine. Jeff, do you have a problem with chin bristles? I imagine you don't like those either.
I don't like them even. But I am completely bald and hairless when it comes to chins.
Right. Carry on, Derek.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Derek.
Yes, hello.
Hello there, yes. Go on.
I just want to say that I don't know what the problem is with bristles. I am a barber. I won't say where the barber's shop is.
Is it Harrow?
Yeah, it's in Harrow. Yeah, it's in Harrow. It's the main drag of Harrow, really. But look, if I didn't have any bristles on my broom, I wouldn't be able to sweep away all the hair that we cut off during the day, a good 4 or 5 gallons of the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to, you know, I mean, we shave off people's bristles, sure.
Yeah.
But what do you do with it?
Would you not glue the bristles from the people onto a stick and thus that could be a broom, thereby getting rid of the other kind of bristles?
Yeah. Look, I'm all in favour of what do you call that, recycling.
Yeah.
I'm all in favour of that. But your guest doesn't give two hoots about recycling. You just get rid of them and burn them, I think he said.
He did say
that's
that.
Right, burn them. Yeah, just burn them, set fire to them. And, you know, that's what you could do with your hair that you've got, you know.
Right.
Or use a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Look, here's a question for you, right?
Yeah.
And you'll remember this scandal. A couple of years ago now, bristles, people were buying brooms from shops, and it turned out when they got them home, the bristles were made of horse meat. And
horse meat, yeah.
Do you remember the horse meat bristles?
Yeah, I do remember, yeah.
And
yeah.
It rendered the brooms useless, didn't it, Derek?
Well, it did. I mean, we actually had some in the barbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we come and say, oh, those new horse meat bristles, and I go to sweep up all the hair and whatnot, and all those horse meat would come off onto the floor. They sticky and bloody.
Yes.
And, dare say if you brought it down, you can make glue out of it, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
So I'd say, oh, hello, how are you going anywhere nice this year? I'll just sweep this up before you jump into the chair, and there'd be all blood and fecal matter and mane and skull all over the floor. It's disgusting.
It is, yeah. What do you see, Jeff? That's what happens, doesn't it, Jeff? When you get rid of bristles, something else has to replace it. In this case, it's the fecal matter and mane of a horse.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I didn't really think of it that way. I don't really.
Well, you didn't. You want to think on, mate.
I try to think on. This is what I do for a living. I think about things.
Yeah.
I get paid for it by the government. But no, listen.
Well, that's my question is to you. Are the government doing enough? Because they've said only today 40,000 more bristles by 2018.
Why?
Well, that's the government figure.
There's about 40,000 bristles in the bug brush that I got out.
Yeah.
And that's so many bristles when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. But if there aren't enough bristles, you know, you've got to. I mean, you say there's too many. Look, how many bristles should there be? Yes or no? Simple question, Jeff.
No.
Derek.
Oh, very much, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what. Yeah, well, as I would have thought. You were hearing recently about these children that dress as bristles, appropriating brooms, as they're saying at Halloween parties and so forth. Is that acceptable, Derek?
Yeah. Well, it is. I don't mind it. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, many years ago when all this started in the Halloween, it was like, oh, this has come over from the States. And now we've got the Bristol stick people, the children dressing up as sticks and brushes. And their little toothbrush came around the other day.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Swedish thing, you've heard about that, where they're dressing up as balloons.
Yes, indeed, in Sweden. Yes, I have.
They inflate them. Yeah, inflate themselves up. And there's another one coming over from Singapore where they, you know, dog mess, where they all dress up as dog mess and all rub together.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't mind the bristle one.
Yeah.
But the rest I'm not so keen on.
Too far.
Don't doubt your guest there. I mean, don't doubt your other guests. Love it.
The dog mess one sounds quite interesting because you've got different types, haven't you, you know?
Yeah.
And you can different shades, and you can have like sweet corn for your eyes and stuff.
Right.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The phrase as daft as a brush is often used as a racist insult. How daft is a brush? I want you to put a number on that, Jeff. Put a number. How daft is a brush?
Well, my brush.
No, just a number.
Just in general. Yeah. I don't know, but maybe about it. Seven daft.
So a brush is seven daft. According to you.
Eight.
And Derek, what are you...
No, I love your first answer. You said seven.
I've got the calculations wrong.
Let's call it... I will take your first answer. Derek's right.
Yeah.
So you say brushes are seven...
He said a seven.
What would you say, Derek, if you had to put a number on it?
No more than four.
So four daft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, actually, four down.
It's actually six. I got it completely wrong. It's six.
No, well...
For someone who thinks for a living, you don't know. I'll get a brass...
Look, I'm rubbing it in paid at the minute.
Sorry, you're just talking over each other. Sorry, just one at a time. Derek, what were you saying?
You are.
I was saying I get a brush and rub it up his bottom. It's a silly sausage, this one.
It's silly sausage, Jeff. What do you make of that? You're a silly sausage.
Well, you know, whatever. I've been called worse.
Mm. I've
been called a lot worse.
I get a stiff bristled brush and rub it all over your bottom, mate.
I'm not happy about that. No, I wouldn't like that.
Right.
You can't use mine anyway. It's got to just be like a big, like a little pole you'd be rubbing against your bottom.
Yes, I'd rub it like a wooden, a bat almost against your bottom, like a wooden bat, like a ping pong bat or a pong bat in your bottom.
Well, and I mean, we can discuss what.
We must leave the. Shut up now!
Smack on your bottom.
Leave the debate.
Smack on your bottom.
Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Jeff?
Bristols.
Thank you, Derek.
Smack your bottom.
Thank you. And there it is. Bristles. Do we need bristles on brushes, on faces? Do we need it? I mean, in Sweden, we mentioned Sweden there, they're actually using people's faces now to clean the streets rather than brushes. Volunteers, mostly, community service, that kind of thing. Do we need that in Britain? It's post-Brexit Britain. Do we need bristles? We've got money. We've got money now and worm farms. Why do we need bristles? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be talking Papua New Guinea next. And that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
Remember to check your windscreen for chips, especially in harsh conditions. You see, all chips will eventually crack, so book a repair online with Autoglass. It's quick, it's easy, and we'll work around your plans.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Right now at B&Q, buy the Stanley Fatmax Combi Drill for £100 and get a free 70-piece accessory set. Better hurry though, that's a hard-to-beat offer on a pro-quality product and it's only available at B&Q. Offer ends Thursday 23rd of November. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
We either agree or disagree, but it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and The Sunday Times. Know your times.
18 plus, begambleaware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can bet your dollar count on Mr. Green.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lynn Lancashire, the A680 Rochdale Road is closed in both directions, queuing traffic due to an accident with three vehicles involved. That's between Bamford Road and Black Lane. In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6. That's northbound between Junction 10 and Junction 10A for the M54. And in Gloucestershire, we have very slow traffic and the road is closed in both directions due to an accident. It's on the A4136. That's both directions between Brierley Banks and the A4151. I'm Sammy Jolo.
In life, everyone tells you what to do. Friends said, get married. Family said, get a house. I say, go on an adventure. The kids said, technology. The dog said, SUV. I say, I want it all. He said this, she said that. I say, Arona. Test drive the Seat Arona, our new compact SUV, for the first time this weekend at your local dealer. Available from only £199 per month, with an initial rental of £1,099. The new Seat Arona. Do your thing.
On the 1-litre SE95 PS model, 48-month personal contract hire, ordered by December 4th. Over 18, subject to status, T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required, no ownership option. Visit seat.co.uk. Seat Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And still to come, a quiz game of dead or alive. That's right. Things on a list. Are they dead? Are they alive? That's still on the way. By the way, if you'd like to hear more of the big debates that we have at 3 o'clock, then of course they are available probably on some kind of podcast, although I haven't checked the details for quite a long time. I think that's how it works. So with the news, of course, that Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, we hear, of course, that he is under house arrest in a coup that's not a coup, according to the people, that's the military, carrying out that coup. My theory is that he's gone into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and it's just a smokescreen. I think it's going to be Vanessa from The Saturdays, a bloke from Hollyoaks, and Robert Mugabe this year. What an I'm a Celebrity that promises to be. But from frivolous jungles to quite serious ones, there is a British explorer called Benedict Allen. He's a very experienced explorer. He's done the Amazon through uncharted terrain. He's crossed the Gobi Desert on foot. He's been on the skeleton coast of Namibia. But concern is growing for him as he is in Papua New Guinea and hasn't been heard from for 3 weeks or so and has missed a planned flight home. Phoebe Smith is editor of Wanderlust magazine. Good afternoon, Phoebe.
Afternoon.
Thank you for coming on the show. Now, Papua New Guinea is a fascinating country, of course. I was there maybe 2 years ago in quite a remote area, not the same as Benedict. But, you know, for those that don't know, talk us through what Papua New Guinea is actually like.
Oh, well, I mean, I can only talk from what I know from speaking to other people, because unfortunately I have not been there myself. But you're right, it's about a 23-hour journey to get there from the UK. It's kind of flung out in the Pacific Ocean. And it's home to, you know, some of the last sort of untouched tribes, as they say.
Yeah.
There's you know, a walking trail that goes right across it called the Kokoda Track, which is meant to be one of the most hardest walking trails. You can do 96 kilometres. It takes about 6 days, and you go through sort of these remote villages and meet the indigenous people. I mean, it's very verdant, very green, you know, like you said, rainforest, lots of rivers and waterfalls. And of course, it's somewhere that Benedict went to 30 years ago when he was making his programme there about getting in touch with these tribal people and trying to live with them and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, from my experience of it, I was, you know, I went to with a tribe and so on in a remote part of the world over there in a remote area by travelling up river. There are no roads, of course, and the only way in is by helicopter or light aircraft and stuff. You know, and I found myself, you know, with a tribe in a dugout canoe hunting crocodiles at night, which of course they eat and they sell the skin onto other tribes. But what you find is, of course, because it is untouched, you're absolutely right, and it's, there's proper tribal warfare that goes on over there. And
There still is. I mean, the tribe that Benedict was going to go and make contact with, he had been in contact with before 30 years ago, and they're rumoured to be still a headhunting tribe. Mm. So, you know, it is sort of properly quite a wild place, a beautiful place. And like you said, some of the experiences you described there from your trip are quite typical of it. You know, this is not kind of your average holiday destination. This is somewhere for people who really want an adventure.
Yeah, yes, it's a holiday destination. It certainly isn't in that sense. I was talking because there was news of him being flown into this area with a helicopter pilot.
Yes.
I was talking to... when I was out there, a helicopter pilot who said, you may know this, Phoebe, but they to get infrastructure anywhere in the country, to get mobile phone coverage, you have to build towers, of course, and masts. And he was saying every time his job as a pilot was to fly in and try to repair masts that were, you know, they put across the country in high areas, because the tribes obviously just don't understand what they are. And so as soon as you build a mast, they tear it down. And he said he's had his helicopter, like, with spears throwing at it like something out of Indiana Jones, bows and arrows and all sorts. And when they land engineering teams to do a survey, they have to keep the chopper running because they have to get out of there really quickly. So, it's, you know, it's a dangerous place.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's. I mean, that's part of the attraction for people like yourself who went, people who are, you know, adventurous, people like Benedict, who, like you said, you called him an explorer. And that's part of exploration is going into the unknown where, you know, there are risks, but there are risks in everyday life as well. So... I think we've got to remember that. And you know, it's that spirit of the adventure that attracts us to these places.
And are there many places left on Earth that are like this, that are remote, that hold that sort of fascination for adventurers?
There definitely are. I mean, people always bemoan the fact there's no wild places left, but there definitely are pockets of it. I was lucky enough to go to the Andaman Islands earlier this year. And of course, that's another place where there are some tribes who still have not been in contact with anyone. Obviously, it's quite controversial at the moment because they built a road going through one of the islands and they'd been accused of being sort of people safaris. And we're trying to sort of end that practice. But there are some islands which people just cannot get into. They've been attacked with spears, as you've described, really, and couldn't get into that. Aside from that, there's wonderfully wild places that are just very remote, and because of their topography and the climate, it makes them very difficult. I went to Greenland a few months ago and did an 8-day sort of solo and unsupported trek from ice cap to ocean, and I mean, the silence, I've never experienced anything like it. It was just absolutely wonderful to have that in this day and age and just be completely cut off from everyone and everything. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds it. And you find it's a certain kind of person that can do this, because being alone, I've done a similar thing in Alaska, you know, in the middle of nowhere, in a shack. And being alone with your own thoughts sounds good for a start, but then suddenly that silence can be very oppressing, can't it?
It's not for everyone, definitely, but I find there's something very special about it. I think in this day and age, we hear something like this that's happened with Benedict. I mean, and I do genuinely think he's going to be all right. He's done this kind of thing before, and he has sort of got lost in inverted commas before and found himself again. So I do think he's going to be okay. But it is this thing of I think if it's not for you, it's not for you. But some of us, we just love to go out there and be cut off from the small talk and not be contacted by emails. And, you know, I made a conscious decision, much like Benedict did, not to take a sat phone, not to take any form of communication with me, because I wanted that feeling of truly being wild. And I think all the time you go out there and you have these backup sort of things that you can use, it just detracts something away from that adventure. And the adventure's why we do it.
Yeah. Do you think it's slightly unfair on families, though? In, you know, because obviously there are now people frantically worried about him, you know. And do you think, you know, while it's all very good for the person doing it, as we've discussed, you know, there are people at home who are going to be worried. And do you think there's a responsibility there to sort of have some backup?
I think it really depends on the family. I mean, I think everyone, you know, Benedict's been an explorer, like you said, for 30 years. Everyone knows that's who he is. You know, before he got married, before he had kids, that's who he was. So I don't think his wife and family, I mean, obviously it's a really traumatic time and very upsetting, but I don't think any of them didn't know this about him when they got together. And I think that's what it is. It does genuinely depend on the family. And this always comes up, you know, it has done historically when we had, you know, going back to the 80s and Alison Hargreaves going and doing all the big 8,000 metre peaks where she sadly died on K2. And we had this whole big debate then of should she gone and left her kids. But that was who she was, and that was always who she was. And I think in the end, you know, you've got to be true to yourself, and that's an agreement you have, and it's a very personal agreement you have with your family.
Phoebe, listen, thank you very much for joining us. Phoebe is the editor of Wanderlust magazine. Which is an excellent magazine if you haven't seen it. Talking to us there about Benedict Allen. He hasn't been seen since he was dropped off by helicopter in the remote jungle of Papua New Guinea. And there really is nothing out there, I can promise you. It is the bleakest sort of place. It's just it's river and jungle and tribes and tribal warfare and spirit drums. And you're invited into their huts that they make and they beat a drum. To ask the spirits in the drum, to welcome you into the village and this kind of stuff. And basically, the rules are you abide by their customs. That's the rule, because many things can be insulting to them. But if you are of adventure type, I'll recommend Papua New Guinea as a kind of adventure-y place. Anyway, by the way, Benedict Allen once ate his own dog to survive. True.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, you can do what you have to.
Doggy.
It's 3:30 now. We'll be playing a game of Dead or Alive in the next half an hour of the programme, plus Victoria's bonus news, which is vegetable news. But now at 3:31, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Thousands of British expats in Zimbabwe are being urged to stay at home as the military takes over government buildings and broadcasters. The army denies it's a coup and claims leader Robert Mugabe is safe, but it's rumoured his wife has fled the country. South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, says Mr. Mugabe is confined to his home and has appealed for calm.
I am hoping that the Defence Force will not move and do more damage, that they will be able to respect the constitution of Zimbabwe as well as the people of Zimbabwe.
The husband of a woman jailed in Iran says his first meeting with the foreign secretary was positive and constructive. Boris Johnson has promised to leave no stone unturned in trying to free Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe. Flash flooding in Greece has killed at least 13 people. Torrents of red mud swept through towns west of the capital, Athens, after heavy rain. The Chancellor is preparing to cut how long people have to wait for benefits under Universal Credit. It's understood Philip Hammond will announce a reduction from 6 weeks to 4 in next week's budget. And Australia's government is promising to legalise same-sex marriage by Christmas. It's after voters bat the move with a 61.6% majority. The weather, a band of rain in the northwest, clearing southeastwards into central parts by dawn. Lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and showers in the north with strong winds. In the far north, wintry showers over Highland summits.
Yep.
Wind showers.
Milder in the south with some sunshine and highs of 13. There's more news in around half an hour.
Baby showers in the east. Golden sunshine in the west.
And golden slumbers fill your eyes.
Yeah. Thank you, elbow. Right, which actually is really weird because I couldn't tell you that you were doing elbow there because you're an arse and I couldn't tell arse from elbow. There's more now because it's Victoria's Vegetable News.
Vegetable News.
Robot
Hang
farm.
On. It's bonus news because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. We have to make the time up. We bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today it's vegetable news, as
vegetable
you were.
Vegetable news.
Muz could completely eradicate wonky vegetables on our plates by 2020 by only harvesting crops that are perfect. So apparently at the moment, farmers harvest fields all in one go and it's called slaughter harvesting, even though it's just vegetables and nothing's being killed.
Yeah.
And this leads up to 60% of crops being wasted because it's wonky or inedible.
Yeah.
So engineers are now developing robots that will only pick veg when it's perfectly ripe.
Well, what's wrong with a bit of wonky veg?
Well, this is the thing. They don't tend to get sold. Supermarkets don't tend to buy them unless they're doing a special wonky veg deal. And I'm sure some Brexiteers will say there are EU regulations to do with vegetable and fruit. Because they always talk about bent bananas, don't they?
They do that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think
wonky veg tastes the same as straight veg, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So you might as well buy it. It doesn't really matter what it looks like.
Yeah, but people leave it, don't they? Which leads to food wastage.
Yeah.
People don't buy it.
Why? Well, okay, just...
Well, yeah, no, that's a good question why they should buy it, but
yeah,
they just don't.
Just fill the shelves with wonky veg and they won't have a choice.
Mm. Yeah.
But then you'd have to wonk up some normal veg.
You don't have to change it.
You'd be throwing away all the normal looking veg.
No, you wouldn't.
Or it'd have to be wonked.
Right. Can you get a robot that would wonk?
No.
A wonker.
It's unclear how the robots will work or how much they'll cost.
We should invent a wonking robot.
Oh my god.
Official figures show grocery inflation costs have risen at their fastest rate in 4 years, increasing to 4.1% last month. The price of vegetables fueled October's jump.
Vegetable news.
So vegetables, the cost of them has gone up 5.7% year on year, which is quite a bit.
Yeah. Wow.
And as a side, inflation,
aside all
food inflation, no, is adding more than £144 a year to a typical family's annual shopping bill.
Right.
So families should stop buying vegetables to save money.
It's not just veg, though, other stuff goes up too.
Stop buying food to save money.
I think
money.
That's really bad advice.
Do you buy wonky food? Any food?
Yeah, probably.
Right, good.
I tend to buy the uglier carrots. Mm.
That would explain.
Explain what?
Because you know how, like, carrots are good for your eyes?
Oh.
And you've got wonky eyes, so that look in different directions, like Sid the Sloth from the DVD of the Ice Age, right? And that if you buy wonky carrots, that would explain why your eyes look in different directions. Now I see that's
how why are you being mean.
That's happened.
Why?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. I don't have a wonky eye.
You do.
No, you've got two wonky eyes.
No, I don't.
You have a lazy eye.
You have a lazy attitude.
Sometimes.
The music's run out.
Yeah.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
Okay, and finally, scientists say a plant-based diet and drinking coffee may both help to reduce the risk of heart failure.
Oh.
So one study of five different kinds of diet found those who ate a lot of fruit and veg were 42% less likely to develop the condition than those who consumed fewer plant-based foods.
Less.
Another team showed that increasing coffee consumption by one cup per week reduced the risk of heart failure by 7% and a stroke by 8%.
Oh. What cup?
One cup of coffee. So if you have one more cup of coffee...
Oh, sorry, I heard wonk again.
Oh.
I thought you were saying wonk up.
No.
Like what we were going to do with the carrots.
No.
With the robot.
No, John.
No.
Why is everything so tedious with you?
Don't know.
Like that response. Tedious.
Vegetable news! Thanks, Victoria.
Vegetable news.
Tomorrow...
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Do you know what? A mineral news story made it into the actual news. I think yesterday
news.
Or the day before.
I missed that.
It was to do with the big pink diamond. I mentioned it weeks ago.
Oh, you did? In mineral news?
Yeah, and it's going on sale, I think, this week.
I'll take it.
You can't afford it.
Mm.
And if you take it, that's illegal, you'll end up in prison.
Thank you, Victoria, there, with legal advice as well as vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, there will be a game of Dead or Alive. Next. Yep. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Next on Talk Radio.
Just about.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A Ford Motorcraft service is a bit like a set menu. You know what you're going to get, and you know the price. Plus, you don't need to leave a tip. Get your Ford Motorcraft service for just £149 at any participating Ford dealer. Book at ford.co.uk.
Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record 6 of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a 7th.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we've got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, oh, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit, loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
Mom.
Yes, love?
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my...
credit rating?
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to...
Stand on your own two feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could...
Be your guarantor for an Amigo loan?
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a
How
second
come that's
ago.
Gone up?
What's that about?
Oh, too many tabs.
I didn't mean to remember what tab that was
on.
I can't believe I've missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big-name retailers all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
It's tool time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Two for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting, and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Winterproof your Ford with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, the A680 Rochdale Road is closed in both directions, queuing traffic due to an accident with three vehicles involved. That's between Bamford Road and Black Lane. In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6. That's northbound between Junction 10 and Junction 10A for the M54. And in Gloucestershire, we have very slow traffic and the road is closed in both directions due to an accident. It's on the A4136. That's both directions between Brierley Banks and the A4151. I'm Sammy Jolo.
In life, everyone tells you what to do. Friends said get married. Family said get a house. I say go on an adventure. The kids said technology. The dog said SUV. I say I want it all. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Test drive the Seat Arona, our new compact SUV, for the first time this weekend at your local dealer. Available from only £199 per month with an initial rental of £1,099. The new Seat Arona. Do your thing.
On the 1-litre SE 95 PS model, 48-month personal contract hire ordered by December 4th. Over 18, subject to status, T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Visit seat.co.uk. Seat Financial Services.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. And yes, I am him. Now, lots going on today. We've been talking about much of the news, not least the coup that's not a coup. Or is it a coup? Yes, it's a coup. Although the army in Zimbabwe are saying it's not a coup.
If you go on TV and go, hello, everyone. Just to reassure everyone, we're not staging a military coup.
Yeah.
That would make me think that they actually are doing a military coup.
Yeah, if tonight when you get home and you switch the television on and instead, I mean, I don't know what's on television at night. What's on tonight?
What day is it? Oh, is it Apprentice Day?
I don't know.
Chloe, is it Apprentice Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So let's say you...
Apprentice.
All right. Let's say you go home tonight and switch on the Apprentice.
Yeah.
But the Apprentice isn't there, but instead there's a general from the military.
Mm.
Right.
20 years late.
Yeah.
That's a good... Cause of,
what?
It's a news story, isn't it? The army, 20 years out of date.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
So you wouldn't know, it's satire.
Yeah. So, and you switched on time, instead of Alan Sugar, there's another gruff man there, or woman, General Lisa, And she or he, or however he or she wants to identify, says there's a military coup now in Britain, and I'm here to tell. But it's not a coup.
Well, no, she wouldn't say it like that. If I was in a lift, if I got in the lift at my home,
yeah. You got a lift in your house?
No, I live in a tower block.
Your parents live in a palace.
I live in a tower block. If I got in the lift and there were seven people in there and I just announced, ladies and gentlemen, I have not farted.
Yeah.
What would everyone immediately think?
Yes.
Exactly. So they've got this wrong.
So you think, if you were going to...
That's my insight, John.
That's fair enough. It's good insight. But if you were going to hold a coup... or deliver a coup, like Deliveroo.
Deliver coup.
It's the military on bikes, going around with big bags on their backs, taking martial law,
which has gone a bit cold.
Yeah, that's right. On bikes and delivering it to each house. Go, I've got your coup. I've got a coup. I'm just deliver coup. if that were to happen,
yeah.
How would you deliver coup?
Well, I wouldn't turn up and go, hello, here isn't your food.
No.
And then hand over some food.
Yeah.
Or a coup.
Yeah.
So it's all very interesting. I just think about they've gone it the wrong way. If you don't want people to think you're... If you want people to think you're not doing a military coup...
Yeah.
Just stay indoors.
Yeah.
If you're the army. And then people go, oh, there's probably not a military coup
because the army
today.
Aren't doing anything. Yeah. They haven't taken over television stations. Yeah. If, by the way, you are in an army and you want to deliver a coup to this country, then we will happily rescind the controls of Talk Radio to you.
Mm.
So if you are a military general and you're listening to this and you're thinking, what Britain needs now is a coup, then why not pop along to Talk Radio?
Because you'd have traditional to get past reception, but
and Joe is pretty fierce.
Mm.
But I think you manage it.
Yeah.
But just if you want to stage a coup and you need a national broadcaster that no one's heard of to broadcast the details of your military coup that's not a coup, then get in touch with Talk Radio. Tweet us at Talk Radio on Twitter at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
87 treble coup.
Let's do dinner. Oh,
no, speaking of which, do you see what I was leading up to?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the news in high
coups.
Zimbabwe army, take control of the TV. Strictly coup dancing.
The news! In high... Well, you know, we're denying it. So good afternoon if you're just joining us. And welcome along, it's Talk Radio. And now... It's time to play Wednesday's Quiz of the Week, as we find out from a list of things whether the things on the list of things are dead things or whether they're alive! Okay, then. Now, John Bon Jovi famously saw a million faces and rocked them all. We're going to hear one voice and see how that goes. It's Ed. He's in London. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
How are you, Ed? Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. What do you do, Ed?
I work at an after-school club.
An after-school club?
Yeah.
All right. Isn't it...
Detention.
Sorry?
Is that detention?
Not quite.
No,
it's just kids whose parents can't pick them up straight away. I just play with the kids.
Good, look after them. That's the right thing to do. It's commendable. Shouldn't you be doing that now?
Well, not today. Not today. But most days.
Didn't want kids running amok.
They can fend for themselves today.
Yeah, that's right. Because Ed is on the radio. And he's about to play Dead or Alive. So there's a list of things, Ed, as you know. And they are either dead or alive, okay? All you have to do is tell me which you think it is from the list. That's it. Cornelius is going to be keeping score, aren't you, Cornelius?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
all right, then. Okay, here we go with Ed playing dead or alive. Here we are.
Ed or alive.
Ed or alive. Right, first one. Robert Mugabe.
Alive?
Yes.
Oh, no, dead.
Well, no. Well, we think he's he's alive. We think he's alive. I mean, he's technically, according to the Zimbabwean military today, he's under house arrest in Zimbabwe.
South African president.
The South African president also confirms this, but we have no proof other than that. So we're going to go with alive for now. So fair enough. Dead or alive? Robert Mugabe's chances of winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year.
Dead.
Well, yes. I mean, it depends who you believe. If you believe the Zimbabwean military, and indeed the president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, who say they have spoken to him in Zimbabwe and that he is alive, yes. If you believe me and my theory in that the whole thing is a smokescreen because he's actually going into the jungle on I'm a Celebrity and he's already in a five-star hotel in Australia waiting to go in, Vanessa from the Saturdays, the bloke from Hollyoaks, Robert Mugabe, what a year it promises to be on that programme, then the chances of him winning it, I'd say, are fairly alive. So I'm going to give you half a point for that one, half a point.
Okay.
My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Oh, dear. I'm going to go dead.
No, she's alive. Weekly update. She's 96. She's lost control of her mental faculty. She's in a home. Drinks from a sippy cup, but she is alive still. And I get regular updates on her. Yeah, it's a good thing, is it, from my parents. Auntie Sylvie, weekly update, alive. Talk radio presenter Ian Lee, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, he is. Of course he is. Not dead in any way. He's just off for 3 weeks for what's being dubbed arrest. Same-sex marriage in Australia, dead or alive?
I think it's dead, isn't it?
No, it's alive as of today because a vote went through. The people have voted overwhelmingly in favour of it. It will be passed into law before Christmas, according to Australia's Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. He announced that today. So it's a good thing, isn't it? It's progressive, so that's good for Australia, so that's really good. The child from the new John Lewis Christmas advert. Go to
alive. Alive, I hope.
Well, sad news is he's announced this afternoon that he's been eaten by that monster. So he's...
Oh, I haven't seen it.
No, he's a baby monster under his bed.
Just after they stopped filming the advert, apparently.
Yeah, we're just only getting word of it now, and the monster, you
know... Controversial that they still run it.
Well, there was a monster trainer, a monster handler dealing with the whole thing, and then, unfortunately, by the moment the cameras stopped, the monster bit the kid's head off. chewed through his ribcage. So, unfortunately, dead. The Hills, dead or alive? The Hills.
Alive.
With the Sound of Music?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Not on this occasion, I'm afraid. No, the Hills, in this particular context, are a family who lived three doors down from my parents when I was growing up. All of whom were wiped out, I'm afraid. Three generations wiped out in a tragic, cheeky Nando's accident some years ago. So I'm afraid the answer to that is that they're not alive. Get that. Cockles and Muscles. Cockles and Muscles.
Alive.
Alive-o? No, again. Yeah, unfortunately, in this context, Cockles and Muscles are two stick insects. Belonging to my 7-year-old daughter's friend Abigail, and they've died recently, so they're dead. And finally, rock and roll, dead or alive, rock and roll according to Lenny Kravitz.
Alive.
Let's find out. Rock and roll was dead according to Lenny Kravitz. That's a shame. Cornelius has been keeping score. Cornelius, Ed has been playing dead or alive. What was his score?
2.5.
You got 2.5. Hey. Good work, Ed. Thank you for playing. Thank you, Ed. Very good. That's Ed.
Cheers.
Cheers, Ed. Very good. There he goes. Right then. That is just about it from us this afternoon on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney is going to be with you next with Drive, and I'm sure we'll be bringing you many details of many news-based things. For instance, when is a coup not a coup? When the Zimbabwean military tell you it's not. That's the punchline to that particular joke. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Is it a coup?
Well, I mean, I'd have to investigate further. It sounds like one to me. They've detained the Prime Minister and his missus and taken over the TV station. If that's not a coup, then I'd like to know what is.
Exactly right, yeah.
And also, if I'd done a coup, yeah, and God willing I will one day,
yes,
I'd be really proud of it. I wouldn't be saying, no, it's not a coup. Yeah. I'd be doing the opposite. I'd be doing a something that wasn't quite a coup, but telling everyone it was a coup.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you want a coup d'etat. You go, yeah, we've done it. And they have, and they should pat themselves on the back for that. They're taking down a baddie,
yep,
and taking over the telly. They've done it all textbook stuff.
They have.
So I'm impressed.
Yeah. So you're going to be talking about that, are you, presumably?
We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the front page of the Telegraph, the Brexit mutineers,
yes,
all of these disgusting MPs who have the temerity to exact their democratic obligations to review and scrutinise legislation.
How dare they?
Yeah. The people spoke, and we don't want them playing any part anymore. I think that's what we said in the referendum last year.
They seem to have had school photos taken.
Biggest news of all, guys. Don't know if you know about this, but Greggs have got a new Christmas campaign out with a sausage roll taking the place of the baby Jesus. Now, I love sausage rolls, but like both of you and all our listeners, I also love the baby Jesus.
That's right. So it's two worlds colliding. And I, as we were saying earlier, what of the no controversy over Pret using a manger a year round? You know, that's, you know.
Yeah, no, true.
So that's not right. And the other one, the one we won't name, Subway, of course, who've this afternoon announced that they've nailed a meatball marinara to a cross. You know, there's no controversy over that.
I tell you what else they use. You know that, what's that luncheon meat that's like, looks like a bear's face?
Oh, yeah.
It's called Billy Bear.
That's right.
Billy Bear.
It's like turkey and ham.
Yeah, and I heard Subway did one that was like the Turin Shroud.
Yes, that's right.
And you can see Jesus' face in the luncheon meat. Yeah. And it's very popular, and no-one's complaining about that. No. So there's one rule for them, another rule for Greggs.
There we go. All the rules with Sam Delaney after 4 o'clock. With Drive, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.